Ladies, it's time to wake up. Make sure to brush your teeth and fill up that coffee cup. And all you fellas, make your bed and get fed. Cause it's 6 in the morning and it's time to play my first song. First song. Yeah, my first song's gonna bang, so you know you'll want to hang. Let's party all morning long, time to play my first song.
Okay, Jenny's first song today. It's brought to you by Squeezed.com. What you got, Jenny?
I heard this honestly, like, I don't even know. At one point this week, I heard it, and I was like, this is a forgotten banger by the NSYNC boys.
Oh.
So I went with I Want You Back by NSYNC. Perfect.
Good choice. Here it is. It's the first song of the day on KDWB. It's the Dave Ryan the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. I'm Fallon. Jenny's here. Dave is in Colorado, but he'll be back on Monday. I got lost on my way into work today.
Yeah, what happened? I get a text from you, and I'm like, excuse me, you're lost?
I feel very dumb, but I would like to start off by giving excuses.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
Something is happening on the west side. If you live on the west side, Minneapolis is trying to keep us locked into our area. They do not want us to leave.
Stay there.
They want us to stay there. So Highway 7 is a disaster. It's going to be a disaster. That's fine. It's one lane, which is a disaster.
Okay? I know that because I drove out to your house for Olive's birthday last weekend, and I was like, oh, God.
It's been that way. And it's right to, like, Christmas Lake Road, which is where my mom lives, so we have to go an alternate route every time we go pick up Olive at her house now instead of just turning right onto the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nightmare number one. So then, out of nowhere, last week, I come in on 7, get on 494, and go to get to 394. My exit to 394 is closed. So I have to take the opposite direction, do this like huge loop around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now on the way home, when I go on the way home and I'm like, I go to get on 394 and then I go to get on Highway 7. Now my 7 West exit is closed to get home. I have no way to get anywhere. Every exit is closed without me doing like multiple loops on like other exits to get turned around, going the other direction to get on a different exit.
And you live in an area where there's not like too many other outlets to get to certain places, because I've been stuck around Lake Minnetonka before where I literally had to have someone come pick me up on a boat somewhere different because I couldn't get over a bridge.
Yeah. So then if I go the other route, which is just like riding out 394 forever, there's not as bad of a detour, but there's a detour there as well.
Right.
So anyway, long story longer, every morning I've been coming in, I go get on 384 instead of getting on east, I have to get on west, make a huge loop to go to get on it right. I was just like out of it this morning, not paying attention. And I've been driving for a while thinking in my mind, I'm on 394.
Uh-huh.
And I look up and I see Highway 7. And I go, where am I? That's not right. I shouldn't see Highway 7 from here.
Were you on 494?
Yes, going the wrong direction. And I was like, I'm going to be late for work. Now, it did work out because there was a Starbucks in Hopkins, so I did stop at that drive-thru and get a coffee, so I was good. It worked out.
So you were a little late today with your iced coffee in tow, though, eh?
Hey, I was here for the first break.
You were on time. You're fine.
But everyone does it to a degree, but it's like you zone out on your way into work, and you're like, or anywhere, you'll be like, oh my God, I don't remember the last 20 minutes of driving.
Oh, I definitely do that because my drive back to Wisconsin, I know it pretty well now at this point, but there have been times where I miss one exit and all of a sudden I'm like, come on, Jenny.
Yeah,
really? You've done this a million times.
It's weird. But to get lost into work, that's a whole new level.
Yeah.
I am blaming it on all the closures, but whatever. Today is the big day for Jenny. You close on your house today. Your walkthrough went well yesterday.
It went well. Yeah, the owners are already moved out. So
that's great.
It was pretty much just empty besides some furniture that they actually left behind for me for free. So that's fun.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I close at noon today. And then my car is packed to the brim with stuff already. And I honestly feel like I already have so much out of my apartment. So that feels good.
That's a great feeling. I did get you a little housewarming gift. I did forget that on my kitchen counter as well. So get that to you in about 3 weeks when I remember to bring it in.
Yeah. Perfect. 2, 3, 4.
All right. It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers. Bad news. Tina's here, by the way. She came in this morning smelling like she'd worked a long shift at McDonald's. And I was like, why do you smell like fried food so early in the morning?
Rude.
I usually stink, but today I smell great. I got my hair done, but you smell a little greasy today.
I went to a dumpling party last night where 100 dumplings were cooked. And
it
I'm sorry,
delicious.
It was, and it smelled amazing, but apparently day two of my hair, not great.
I like don't know what a dumpling is.
It was like a pork dumpling, like pork and like.
Is it a breaded thing?
Yeah, no
well, like a, it's like a paste, like pastry's not the right word.
Okay,
like
so it's like you know what an empanada looks like, where it's like kind of like that half moon?
Yep.
They're like, that's the shape, but they're smaller, and I hate using the word slimy, but they're like slimier. Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you dip them usually.
Like a pot sticker? Like a pierogi? No.
Jenny. Oh. Mother.
Well, you'll be able to see some in like 15 minutes. It isn't a Polish dish. Because we have some coming in, so.
Oh.
Great news.
Oh.
Yeah, we have some coming in. I'm really excited.
Surprise.
Okay. You're going to try it.
I can't wait.
That's all I got.
Tina, go shower, though.
Okay.
I can't spell you. I just walked into the studio for the first time since you walked in.
You can
in.
Huff my. You want me to walk around you. So you can huff my hair?
It's not like it's
in
bad.
Okay. Yes.
I think it's just because Tina usually smells the best,
mm-hmm.
and it was noticeably not there.
Yeah.
Her good scent, and I was like, and then I was, like, I looked at her bag because I was like, did she bring? I literally thought, did she bring in McDonald's this morning? Because it smelled like hash brown.
Oh my god!
It was Tina,
but she does have a bagel.
Yeah, but that doesn't. That's
it
not
wasn't.
The smell.
That isn't it.
Oh,
no,
it looks delicious though.
It looks so good. I'm so happy with dumplings coming in. The five undeniable signs you're getting old. I don't know why this is a thing because some of these I'm looking at, I'm like, come on! You buy a shirt for the pocket.
You that think, feels like a dad move.
It does. You think the next Jeopardy host should be Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Oh no!
He deserves that.
Dig at me.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor. Well, how old is he? Like upper 30s?
Yeah, 40s.
In my eyes, he's almost still 40, like 18. Probably.
Still you looks stop, great.
You stop in a parking lot to admire a Subaru? What? Lester Holt's voice reminds you that it's almost dinner time. You recently started a rant with, as a taxpayer, okay, you kept a houseplant alive for more than a week. That was me, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah, how is Keanu Leaves, right?
Thank you. My fiddly fig tree is named Keanu Leaves.
XXL.
Thriving.
Fiddly fig.
It is XXL. How dare you?
Still thriving.
Big and tall store. Thriving.
That's fantastic.
Whenever,
congratulations.
Thank you. Whenever someone mentions crypto, you tilt your head like a dog hearing a strange sound. That's because cryptocurrency is confusing, even when you're young.
I know what it is. I just don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
The five undeniable signs you're getting old. There are a lot more than five, but okay. You don't mind spending a Saturday afternoon at Costco. Tina was just talking about Costco memberships.
I don't go into Costco, though, because it gives me so much anxiety. I just get the gas, and then I go.
You want to know what I learned on TikTok? And
no.
I haven't verified that this is accurate, but it's a hack. You don't have to have a membership to order, like, Costco alcohol online.
Oh.
So you could, like, booze up.
Furniture and Costco will fully deliver it and install it for you. And
right.
You do not need a membership.
I didn't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
They have good deals, too, guys. Good deals. Good deals.
On gas.
You remember when Clint Eastwood only sort of looked like tree bark? Who wrote this? So hurtful. Poor Clint Eastwood. The song playing at CVS. Yeah, you remember dancing to it in high school. That's accurate. It's becoming hurtful, this list. I am old, I guess.
It's funny because I usually shop at Cubs, and the Cubs have different vibes. The one in Uptown is more like my vibe of music.
Mm-hmm.
The one in St. Louis Park is not quite like the jams I got down to.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I'm like, wow, I'm really enjoying grocery stores.
I never noticed the music at grocery stores.
What? I always did. I worked at Piggly Wiggly for too many years to not notice the music.
Yeah.
She's always looking for an excuse to bring up Piggly Wiggly.
I brought it up yesterday, too.
She does every day. My friend JJ, he made this hilarious like kind of parody video, and it was like a CD, a compilation CD of the TJ Maxx playlist. It was so funny, and it was all like Goo Goo Dolls and stuff.
That's
and I love it.
A playlist,
I love it.
Right? Like on iHeartRadio, somebody's made a TJ Maxx playlist, right?
Maybe. I don't feel like iHeart's playlists have funny names.
Oh.
They're like work from home,
mm-hmm.
work from your backyard.
Well, you should
playlist.
Make that. We have the ability.
The one that I'm listening to lately as I'm packing to get like a chill vibe is called Oat Milk Lattes.
Oh.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
It's not mine.
It's just what I saw because that's another thing I've seen on TikTok. People will share like their playlists.
Oh, I like that.
This is a vibe.
That's good. I need to check that one out. All right. Dave Stewart's coming up. Also, don't forget, right after 7, we do have $500 cash for you to win thanks to The Voice. And today is a mixtape game marathon. We'll have an all new episode with Benjamin. He's joined our show before. He's a delight. He's hosting today. That's at 7:35. But Dirt is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Why does Kim Kardashian blame herself for Kanye's infidelity? And what star, huge star from Grey's Anatomy, is now, they're releasing Toxic, a toxic co-star on that show. Huge one. It's coming up in Dave's Dirt next on KDWB.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip. All on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
All right. So Kim Kardashian, if you remember, Kanye did announce and admit to cheating on Kim Kardashian. on his new album, where he basically said he did after baby number two. It's still an unnamed singer. I didn't even know it was a singer, but I guess it is. And they're saying that it'll be a limited amount of time before they uncover which A-lister he hooked up with, because mm-hmm. everyone's a sleuth now.
And it is an A-lister.
That's what they said. Thank you, Jenny.
My ghost knows.
The ghost is back. Kim supposedly blames herself. They say that this happened in December of 2015, and Kim wasn't feeling herself. The breastfeeding, the extra weight, the baby in the bedroom, the early morning exercise routines and juice diets, and Kanye was out late a lot.
This is not making him look good at all. Not that cheating's ever justified.
No, but yes, grew off. Patrick Dempsey, I guess there's an unauthorized book coming out about the drama on Grey's Anatomy. Creator Shonda Rhimes requires NDAs to keep lips sealed. However, there's a former executive producer. He broke his silence about McDreamy.
No.
Yep. He says there were HR issues. It wasn't sexual in any way. He sort of was terrorizing the set. Some cast members had all sorts of PTSD, they say. So I don't know if this is going to break down more. The book is called How to Save a Life, The Inside Story of Grey's Anatomy. And it'll report upon Dempsey's firing in 2015. They say even Ellen Pompeo wanted him gone, et cetera, et cetera. Dang. So let's get into some new music while we have a few minutes. Here's a new song from the Jonas Brothers, Who's in Your Head?
I like it.
Do you like it, Jenny?
It's no sucker. I love it.
I support everything the Jonas Brothers do.
Yeah, but you're a huge fan. So I think you're a Joe Ho. Everyone knows that.
I'm a Joe Ho.
Is that something people are calling?
I don't think so.
No, I feel like that definitely is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's new music from Lil Nas X with Miley Cyrus called Am I Dreaming? That very short clip reminds me of the vibe that a lot of people are doing, like the Kid Leroy vibes, where you're like yelling. Mm. Where you're like, ah,
that was such a good impression.
Did I sound like Kid Leroy for a second?
That was exactly it.
Did you guys, so his album dropped today, Lil Nas X's album.
Okay.
Today. And have you guys been following any of his social media?
No, but he's always so funny, the few things I'll see
this
highlighted.
This thing has been controversial with him. He has been, like, pretending to be pregnant for the last couple weeks.
Yep.
And so last night...
Did he birth?
Yeah, so last night I'm getting home from Wild Greg's. I'm settling into my bed, ready to nuzzle up to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just had to swipe on TikTok for a couple minutes because it's me and whatever.
Yep.
And the first thing that pops up is him being rushed to a room at a hospital giving birth. And
oh,
I was like,
gosh.
I'll be honest, I can't watch this right now. Congratulations on your album.
I'm
but like,
it up right now.
It's
not
just,
into
it was
it.
A little too much for me.
He has another one with Elton John. This one's called One of Me. See, and this one reminds me of like a Post Malone kind of song vibe. But I like it. But I love Post Malone. And then really quick, we'll do one more. This is, let us know what you think, by the way. You can text in 53921 or KDWB1. Let us know which song you like. This one is from Sam Smith, You Will Be Found, featuring Summer Walker.
It's a cover from Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay, I'm like, the beginning, the da-na-na-na-na-na-na, that sounds identical to another song.
Yeah, well, the Dear Evan Hansen movie's coming out soon-ish, so I'm assuming that they did like a... Like, a bunch of artists are doing covers.
Okay.
It's a great song.
All right. We're going to come back with your chance to win $500 cash from The Voice. I'm going to give you a quick little preview of what the question is. Don't call in yet. If you know the answer, though, we'll ask you to call in right after 7 to win the cash. Which of the following is not true about Kelly Clarkson? A, she underwent surgery to have her appendix removed only hours after hosting the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas. Kelly Clarkson and fellow coach John Legend recreated and performed the holiday classic Jingle Bells on The Voice stage, or she lends her voice to many on-screen characters and recently was the voice of Delta Dawn in Trolls World Tour. Which one is not true about Kelly Clarkson? We'll get that answer and your chance to win $500 cash. Next, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. All right, it's time. This is not the final time we'll have $500 cash. Don't you worry. The Voice is so generous. They're going to give us cash again on Monday. So Dave and Jenny will have $500 on Monday. But The Voice is back. Pop sensation Ariana Grande joins superstar coaches Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend for an exciting new season of The Voice filled with pure magic. The Voice premieres next Monday. So this coming Monday at 7, only on NBC Care 11. I'm really excited to see it this year. I think Ariana is going to add, like, such an exciting new element to her. I'm curious to see how she is as a coach. So that's exciting. But that's enough of that, okay?
Yeah.
We have a very important question to ask. Who's on the phone? I already forgot.
Her name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Hi.
All right. Brittany, are you ready for this? Are you ready to be $500 richer?
Yes.
Okay. Just answer this question, this multiple choice easy question. Which of the following is not true about Kelly Clarkson? She underwent surgery to have her appendix removed only hours after hosting the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas. Kelly Clarkson and fellow coach John Legend recreated and performed the classic Jingle Bells on The Voice stage. That was a classic holiday song. Or C, she lends her voice to many on-screen characters and recently was the voice of Delta Dawn in Trolls World Tour. Which one is not true?
She sang Baby It's Cold Outside with John Legend.
That is correct. That means that is B is incorrect, and you got $500.
Woo!
Good job, Brittany.
Congrats, Brittany. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll do it again on Monday. We're going to hop into the mixtape game. We're doing a mixtape game marathon today. We'll have an all-new episode. I'm calling it episode because you get it. Coming up at 7:35, an all-new round of that you can play along with. But here is the mixtape game on KDWB.
Let's get started with the mixtape game. It's our Friday tradition on KWB. And here we go. I'm going to give you a scenario. You've got to give me your perfect song that would play on the mixtape game. Here comes your first assignment. Fallon, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Give me a song that you would play in your room when you were a teenager that would make your mom or dad come in and say, turn that trash off. Fallon, what do you got?
Okay, this was like, my mom always had like this rule, like, I would say, oh, I don't like the lyrics, Mom. I just like the beat. And that's how I got away with like singing and listening to inappropriate music. But if it's too like innuendo and stuff, she wouldn't have known what it was about anyway. This one is just aggressive. It says a bad word over and over again. And she would have been like, all right, we get it. That's enough of that one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. And I would make sure I overly sang the B word because I was like, I'm not going to get in trouble for it because it's in a song, right? And so I was very passionate when singing Meredith Brooks in my room.
Okay, good choice. Yes. I mean, the song is called Bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much more aggressive than it could it get?
Yeah.
And Fallon was probably 11 or 12 when that song came out.
I was too young.
Yep, too young for a song called Bitch. Okay, good choice, Fallon. We're off to a good start. Let's go to Weather Girl Jenny, who's given us a great forecast this weekend. Jenny, song you would play in your room when you were a teen that your mom and dad would come in and say, turn that trash off.
Yeah, so my older sister and I shared a room, and she was a bad influence on my music choices, and I even knew that it was inappropriate to be listening to this, but we listened to Eminem nonstop at the young age of like 10, 11, 12, 13. And I remember when this song would come on, there are so many inappropriate things in it, and I felt uncomfortable, but my mom somehow didn't yell at us too often about it.
sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me. It just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you want
is
Slim Shady.
Like, the chorus is okay, but when you listen to the verses,
yeah,
it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so inappropriate.
That's
okay. Okay. That's a good one. You know what? I like those both. They're both offensive in different ways. So, nice job. Okay. Web Girl Tina, mm-hmm. What song would you play in your room when you were a kid that mom and dad would come in and say, turn that trash off?
Yeah. So I really went through that pop punk emo phase when I was a teenager. And obviously, I thought I had it real tough as a white only child in middle class suburban America. I thought my life was just hard and nobody understood it. So I would sing real depressing songs in my room. And then my parents would come in and be like, you're fine. You go to Disney once a year. You're okay. This is my song.
No, you don't know what it's like when nothing feels all right. You don't know what it's like to be like me. To be hurt, to feel lost, to be
such how, a good song.
Yeah. How heavy was your eyeliner?
Oh, thick. Top and bottom.
Of course. The raccoon
side
eyes.
Side bangs, guys.
Tina, do you have any pictures of you from your emo phase?
I definitely do, but I'm afraid I lost them because my computer crashed a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But I used to have one where I did a full photo shoot in my room in like a dress with leggings underneath.
Yeah.
Like skater girl.
Yeah. Good for you. That's funny. Okay. You pandered a little bit with Simple Plan because they're one of my favorite bands ever. I love that one. So thank you. That was Simple Plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
It's a great song.
Although it is absolutely Tina, A.T., it's not offensive enough.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was looking for. So Fallon wins with the word bitch.
Yes.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Bitch, I'm a lover. And I am now a mother.
Because I was a good kid. I didn't swear in my room.
You didn't? I swore all any chance I got. I'm like, Debbie isn't listening, you bitch. Not about her, just like to my friends.
I'm going to tell you that Carson does the same thing. He listens to the hardest rap ever. And I'm like, why do you listen to that? You're a white kid from the suburbs. Why do you? He's like, I like the rhythm. I like the beat. I like the beats. I'm like, okay. He's like, I don't even pay attention to the words. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay. Next one. Here we go. Jenny, you're up first. Okay. You are in the Tour de France. Some idiot holds a sign right in front of you on the course. Everybody crashes in a massive ball of bicycle rider teeth and hair. Now, you think I'm about to ask you what song is playing as you crash? No. You got to come up with a song that plays as the doctor stitches up your face and puts casts on both your arms. Jenny.
Okay, so because I'm very competitive and I know I probably worked really hard to get into the Tour de France, this is actually extremely emotional. I'm not going to sit and pretend in the ER that I'm doing okay because I'm not. I'm upset. I'm a little bit angry, obviously. And then I just want to be fixed up. Like, please get me back into the action. I want to be riding once again. So I went more of a emotional song on this one. I'd probably be crying, honestly. I'd be in pain.
Is that Coldplay?
Yeah.
Coldplay Fix You.
Yep.
Okay, I like it. I would have been liked it a little bit better if it was queued up to the part where it says, and I will fix you.
It would have gotten there eventually, but I like the eventually tears stream part, too.
Have all day. Okay. Nice choice.
Did you two both continue to be like, and if you both were talking to each other in that voice?
The show goes till 10. I don't know how long you think we have. Okay, Tina, you're up next on this one. You're in the Tour de France, and you crash. You're not doing a mixtape on the crash. You're doing it when you're fixed up. The doctor is stitching up your face and putting casts on both arms. What song is playing?
I had so much adrenaline when I was in the race. I was pumping, and then this lady took us all down, and now I am pissed, and my adrenaline's still coursing. I am upset. I'm like, put me back in, coach. Even with my broken arms, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah,
I love to do that. This is my song.
Cliche.
So cliche.
Okay.
Okay. I I like both of those. Those are actually really good. But who said it was cliche? Fallon, you think
no,
it's too cliche?
No, it was not.
Jenny.
After she picks Fix You.
She was playing the role of you. I could see what she was doing, Dave. She was trying to add the Dave job. Ryan bit.
Going up and down with the volume so I could speak and like not play someone's song so that I could try to convince you that my song was better.
She did have that vibe
to her. Control today.
Jenny, you are. There's a little bit of me that lives inside of you. I think, and I mean that in a good way.
Okay. Good.
All right, Fallon, you're in the Tour de France. Some idiot holds a sign right in front of you. You crash. Mm-hmm. Everybody crashes. You think I'm about to ask you what song is playing as you crash. No. You got to come up with a song that plays as the doctor stitches up your face and puts a cast on both arms. Yeah. Fallon?
You're not going to break me. You're not going to bring me down. Guess what? I've been training for this for life. I'll be in the next race winning again, okay? So you know what? You're not going to do this to me, and I'm not going to succumb to what, like, this mental torture. This is my song. Nothing to do. I did ricochet. You shoved me down, but I'm not going to fall, B. Let the beat drop.
God, I like that one a lot, too.
Okay,
I
but
do.
Dave, now, yeah. As two people, you and I, the athletes on this morning show, and I know that, like, when you used to play for the Gophers at the U of M.
Quit sucking up.
You know that when you got taken out in a game, it was emotional. You weren't sitting there like, I'm coming back out there. I'm be stronger.
Yeah, I'm pissed
and
off.
And I'm bulletproof.
Okay,
no, you're
anger,
emotional.
Anger is an emotion, too,
it is.
Jenny.
It is, Jenny.
God.
It is an emotion.
A sad emotion.
You know, Jenny, I do appreciate you sucking up. Jenny gets the politics of anything like this. She's sucking up to the judges. I appreciate that one. Jenny does remember when I played for the Gophers in 95, part of 96.
Your ear keeps changing.
Yeah, but I don't remember what position you played.
I was a left out. Left out. Left out. So left out. Yeah, 96, I was a drawback. Drawback.
There it is.
Drawback. Tina wins that one. I like Tina's best. Yeah, I like Tina's best. Yeah. Because she's coming back.
She is.
It's only made her stronger. She's not killed. She's angry. She's got adrenaline.
Yeah.
She wants to come back. Jenny, I really liked Fix You, but I just don't know that as an athlete that you would be moaning and crying about Fix You while you're thinking about getting back in the Tour de France. And plus, you didn't use the hook of the song. I didn't like that. Fallon, yours was light, nice, but it didn't really hit my heart. So Tina wins. Congratulations.
All right. Now I know to aim for your heart. Okay.
We have Fallon with one round, and we have Tina with one round. Here we go.
Where you at, Jenny?
Oh, I'm coming in hot on this one.
Okay.
I'm coming in hot.
You are on a flight to Dallas when the flight attendant urgently announces the pilot and co-pilot have both passed out from bad shrimp. She needs someone who's good at video games to try to land the plane. Not you, but your partner, Andrew, Jake, or Tina's current fling are really good at video games. So after either Andrew, Jake, or Tina's current fling lands the plane safely in Dallas, they open the cockpit door to wild applause from the appreciative passengers. What song is playing on your mixtape? Let's start with you, Tina. Who are you going to go with?
Okay.
What are you
going to
go with?
So normally, I'm pretty sure like playing video games all the time would be super annoying, but now all that training has paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just landed this plane for us. Everyone is clapping. I have never been more turned on probably in my entire life. And things are going to go great for him later tonight. You know what I'm saying?
God! Tina!
This is my song. Must be on the brain. That's got me feeling. I got like hard eyes.
Uh-huh.
I'm really seeing him in a new light.
Yeah.
What's the name of this song?
It is called Love on the Brain.
Okay.
Rihanna.
Okay, got it. Okay, Love on the Brain. Okay, got it. Not bad. You know what, Tina? That is a bold choice because you did not go with a mainstream KWB played at 40 times an hour song. I appreciate your creativity and you're doing a bold choice. You're putting yourself out there.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, Fallon. Mm. Jake just lands the plane. Everybody survives. He steps out of the cockpit. All the appreciative survivors, passengers are applauding. What song is playing on your mixtape?
This was easy, Dave, because my husband finds a way to work into any group setting conversation that he was a dancer in high school. His photo still hangs on the wall. Jake would not even remotely acknowledge me. He would be feeding into the applause he is getting and going up and down like a stewardess or flight attendant, up and down, hitting high fives with this one.
Oh, my God.
Now he's doing a breakdown dance. He's trying to break dance, not enough room. He's reconfiguring, and he's throwing out Sprites. You want a Diet Coke? Hey!
Okay, I've also seen that he stole the captain's hat, and he's wearing captain's hat.
His shirt is off. Nope, his shirt. Oh, he has a life vest on now.
Okay, Jenny, Fallon wins this round. We're not even going to play Jenny's song.
Do you think he'd give me one of those little wings?
Yeah.
We're going to,
very unfair.
For the first time in the history of the mixtape game, Fallon wins. We don't even get to Jenny's selection.
Can we maybe play a clip?
Nope. No.
You know what? I am calling Rich, our boss, and saying that I am being treated unfairly on the mixtape game and that I would like to be compensated for it.
Pay
me, bitch. Oh.
Okay. That's just the way it is. I'm making the call. First time in the history. It stops right there. Fallon wins the mixtape game 2-1. Congratulations.
Woo! Everyone! You want to make it back? Here you go.
Mini bottle.
Yeah. He just put little wings on Tina's jacket.
Yeah! The funny thing is I can see Jake just so proud of himself dancing down the aisle.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Found stuck in the last row like, hey.
Hey, I'm back by the bathroom. Don't forget me.
All right. Good job on the mixtape game. Thank you so much. It's 101.3 KDWB.
I just felt good to win that round. What was that song you were going to play, Jenny, during that? No, we're out of time.
I don't even know anymore because it was an old one and I didn't have the opportunity to play it.
Dave Stern is brought to you by Northern Star Scouting. This has gone viral. It's a comedian's impression of celebrities greeting your dog. Now, I don't know, does she say who she's doing before each one of the impressions, Jenny?
She doesn't, so.
Okay, so we have Mary Elizabeth Kelly is the comedian. She's doing Drew Barrymore, Tina Fey, and Kristen Wiig.
I think you probably could have honestly guessed it before you even heard it, but yeah. Oh, hold on.
I turned the volume down.
I don't care if it's deaf and blind. Makes it all the sweeter. That dog has no hair. I feel like it's a little strange, right? Your dog is looking a little menacingly at me, so I'll just wave. I'll say hi, dog.
Okay.
Hi, can I pet your dog?
Oh.
It's not friendly. I'm just gonna head this way then. It's never here, so never here.
All right, she did.
I think that was her best one.
The Kristen Wiig was good, yeah.
It's funny because it's Kristen Wiig's impression of someone else that she's doing.
That
it's not
true.
Even Kristen Wiig, but I like it a lot. So Ed Sheeran announced he's going on tour. It's called the Mathematics Tour in 2022. He announced I'm going back on tour next year. The first leg is on sale Saturday, September 25th. I think that it kicks off through European stadiums first.
Mm-hmm.
But it says it could keep him busy for the next 3 years.
Well, he's taken like 4 years off, so.
I know, but that's what he does. That's why he took so long off. He'll go on, like an average person might do what, like a 12 or 18 month tour max. He'll do like 2 or 3 years. It's very intense. Also, I want to go to this. Posty Fest has been announced. The lineup for Posty Fest, which of course is the Post Malone Festival. Jenny?
Yes, I want to go.
Megan Thee Stallion's going to be there.
Hell yeah.
Jack Harlow, Tyga, Lil Uzi Vert, Roddy Ricch.
Jack Harlow is super good.
Yeah. I kind of want to go. Tina and I, we always do the early, we're trying to guess who's going to be at Jingle Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we secretly hope and pray Megan Thee Stallion will be there. Mm-hmm. There is not even remotely a rumor or hint of that.
We're just
our wish.
Things.
Because we know it's not going to be Ed Sheeran, right? We know Ed Sheeran is huge. He'll be in LA and New York. He's not going to be on ours. And he's going to be doing his own tour.
He's in Europe.
So I was like, I wonder if it'd be like Doja Cat, maybe. Mm. So anyway, we're doing like early.
But I said if it's Megan Thee Stallion that you're going to be on the side of the stage like Regina's body, mom yaddy, and yaddy. Mean Girls, yeah, like yeah. getting closer, yeah, like body, you're trying yaddy, to do yaddy, the yaddy, dance. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
I absolutely will be. Hopefully, well, one of, this is what my hope is one of like Megan's people will see me obviously. And they'll mm-hmm. obviously want to bring me on stage to be one of the dancers
obviously.
With her.
Obviously.
Because I mean, at Jingle Ball a few years ago,
BB
Rexha's guitar, or no, I think it was her keyboard.
Convoluted.
The keyboard player came up to me and he was like, hey, like, what's going on? You want to hang out with us and whatever? And I was like, sir, it's a Monday night. I don't want to do anything besides go to bed yeah. tonight. But I felt like that was probably my opportunity to be like, can I be a part of this entourage on stage with you as well?
So no, that was your opportunity to hook up with the keyboard player. That That's all that was.
That is true. He was very talented, though. He was a great keyboard player.
Did he tickle those keys? yeah. Great at that? Okay, yeah. That is, I thought you were going to bring up once again the Flo Rida story. And I was going to be like, Jenny, please Jesus, drop the Flo Rida story. Like, let it go. Elsa said it best.
Let it go. I mean, I honestly probably like once a month I do talk about it on my Sunday show.
You've brought up the Flo Rida story and your job at Piggly Wiggly an alarming amount of times
because they were big parts of my life.
Okay.
Jesus. Big parts of my life.
okay. All right. I don't know. Do you have anything for the dirt?
I don't have anything, no. I want to just play like a real mixtape game so I can win.
We'll see.
Baby.
We'll see.
Your confidence is.
The three of us, we have Benjamin is joining the show. He's been on our show before. You will hear his delight, his humor, his charm next. But also, when someone's a host, you play into what you think that they will like.
Mm-hmm.
So I am absolutely
pandering
throughout this game, and I hope it works.
Wow.
Are you pandering, Tina?
No, I don't believe in pandering. I Liar. Believe on winning on merit.
Liar.
Merit and song choice
I
alone.
I believe on winning on merit. Did you hear
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely like, garbage.
I think that the best person should win, not the person who panders the best.
Whatever.
It's called a mixtape game.
She came in this morning smelling like a McDonald's hash brown.
Yeah.
She's
going
to come at me with on merit BS.
I feel really sensitive about you keep talking about the way that I smell.
Oh, I'll stop then.
Do you think it's like a bonfire situation where it just got no. stuck in her hair?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like that. It's
yeah.
it's. It has attached itself
Honestly,
to her
hair. Honestly,
the
worst part is I showered yesterday. Like, I washed my hair yesterday.
But
I was
before
not planning
your dumpling thing.
Yeah, before the dumpling thing. And then the dumpling fumes have seeped into my
Tina
head.
Went to a dumpling party last night. And she came in this morning and I thought she was carrying a bag of McDonald's.
Well,
but it was her
I know,
body.
But I wasn't going to wash my hair again until tomorrow. But apparently, I have to wash it today.
I mean,
can't
you
go
really
around
that bad.
Apparently, it is.
It's just that you normally smell so good. It was surprising.
But I even put perfume on this morning.
No.
I'm going to need you to come over here and let me sniff you on
okay.
this commercial
yeah,
break.
You
okay.
can come on
it's over. Not that bad. I promise. I'm just, you know, me. A little bit of an exaggerator. All right, we'll be back with the mixtape game next on KDWB. All right, it's time for the mixtape game on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Obviously, Dave is out, so we had to bring in a special guest today. We brought Benjamin in. Welcome, Benjamin.
Yay! Thank you. Like a reliable boomerang, I'm back.
Oh!
I've never
How reliable are those things?
Yeah.
Do they always come in
scary.
Back?
I can say I've never thrown a boomerang.
Same. Me neither.
Same. What's the, what situation am I in? Am I a Ninja Turtle all of a sudden? Not going to
Why
do
would
it.
Ninja Turtles throw boomerangs?
Do they throw boomerangs?
I
thought that was
so.
Part of their shtick. No?
There's nunchucks.
Nunchucks?
There's
yeah.
Daggers,
yeah.
Pizza.
There's pizza.
They're an American fighting crew.
Okay.
I don't think they use Australian weapons.
Is a boomerang Australian?
It
yeah.
is.
I
oh,
had
I thought it was Asian.
No idea.
No, it's very much Australian.
I didn't know where it came from, but had
you
no
learn
idea.
Something
this
new
is weird.
Every day.
Let's go to a different version of boomerang quickly before we start the game. Don't you miss the simpler times of Instagram when it was just people boomeranging, like cheersing their champagne glasses?
I did that like last week.
Okay, I was going to say, I still do that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My
Gen Z's like, oh, you're still doing that.
I love
Gross.
A good boomer.
All right, let's jump into it. It's the mixtape game hosted by Benjamin today. Let's hear the first category.
Oh, mixtape game. I thought I was here to win Dua Lipa tickets with my new sound effect.
You have a sound effect?
I thought one? That's what I was here for.
All right, let's see if we can guess what it is.
Oh, yep. That's definitely a dying ghost. It's a ghost and it's dying again.
With those sounds.
I'm sorry, the correct answer was abdominal discomfort.
Oh, I should have recognized
that.
Get
those yeah. tickets.
No, Jenny, yours is a lot more hollow sounding.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, mine's more like...
Your intestinal sounds? Let's not talk about those.
Can I be honest really quick? Side note. She recorded her stomach the other day and sent me a video. I did not ask for it.
That was after we got dual colonics, and I said, you need to hear what's happening here.
Is this normal?
It wasn't.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah, go on.
You mentioned, like, ghost, goat, and things like that and recording it. Is it okay if you're, like, sharing a hotel room with a friend for them to record you while you're sleeping to show you what kind of sounds you make?
Yeah. I ask people to record it.
Were they disturbed by the sounds you're making? So that's why they had to show you to be like, this
yes.
is what you do. Okay.
Yes.
Then I think it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What was happening with you?
Well, apparently I have these just like cute, like baby goat snores, but they also sounds like, oh, that door is opening and closing.
Oh,
like,
oh that's weird.
I know. So
you shouldn't share rooms with people anymore. Just spend the extra $100
in my own room.
All right, let's go with round one, category one. What you got?
Well, everyone, you were just notified on short notice that you are desperately needed to present at this Sunday's 73rd Emmys. Your only requirement is that they must play this TV theme song as your entrance music. What do you choose?
Who would you like to go first?
I would like Tina to go first.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. This is my honor to kick us off today. So I have chosen a song that is automatically known by everyone. I didn't want to pick something that like people are like, oh, this sounds sort of, what is this? No, you're going to know.
Oh.
People are going to be familiar with it because I'm going to say 92% of the people in the room have made a guest appearance on this show.
Yeah.
So it's just a classic. It's somewhat provocative.
Oh.
And this is my song.
4 8 a.m. provocative.
Yeah. Just, here we go. Play it.
Why are you body rolling to this?
And why did you wear a pantsuit to the Emmys?
I have a very stern look on my face.
Jeez.
Everyone's like, was there a murder?
Dude's like, I'm here to investigate.
Yeah. No kidding.
Why does she keep licking her lips and looking at Mariska Hargitay?
Doesn't do that.
Valid. All right. I'm not going to turn on you. It's a weird choice, but I like it, honestly.
I stand by it.
Yeah. All right, Benjamin, who do you want to go next?
Next up, let's do Jenny.
Okay. So, you know, I love like the classic theme songs and everything, but I wanted something that more so fits my personality, which is always like you never really know what you're going to get.
Of course. It's your entrance
song.
Yeah.
And so I wanted something that had some energy and a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, no.
So here we go.
So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't flying. You got to hit us up to get a pimped out ride.
Oh, you got to pimp my ride.
I forgot about this.
I know.
Damn right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Emmys.
Oh,
I'm Jenny.
No, you're not, wow. Not the host.
Exhibit gets wheeled out of
no
the wheelchair.
Gosh.
She comes out in a bouncing car.
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of a cool entrance. Yes. That was not part of her submission.
That wasn't part of it,
okay, but
that
I
was
helped
my
her
part
out with the pantsuit.
All right.
I feel like we help each other.
No.
It's when, like, too much was revealed in court, and they say, you have to strike that from the record,
yes.
Jury. Do not
yeah. strike
that
it from the record,
into
please.
Consideration.
I object.
All yeah. right. Let's hear the category one more time before we do the final entry.
So once again, you were just notified on short notice that you are desperately needed to present at this Sunday 73rd Emmys. Your only requirement is that they must play this TV theme song as your entrance music. What do you choose?
The Emmys aren't like the VMAs where I feel like Jenny's song would be much more fitting. Like yeah. The Emmys are a little bit more
but I'm
serious.
Not fancy.
Little, your turn. Ma'am.
I'm not fancy.
Little bit more serious. Also, I had to choose the song that I from the show that's probably my favorite show of all time. I also have meaning in the lyrics because they called me at the last minute and I was there for
oh
them when they needed me.
Jesus. If you're
Gilmore Girls. What do you have to do?
All you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. When you leave,
what will you do?
I will follow anywhere.
That you tell me to?
That you
yeah.
tell me to.
Woo.
If you need, you need me to be with you.
They needed me, and I was there for them in a pinch.
Getting flashbacks to the last time Benjamin hosted, but he was on the phone, and you played Hannah Montana, and he was singing along, but it was delayed.
and it was delayed. Yeah. So bad.
It was really funny.
Oh, like I said, I was meant to be an echo on major TV soundtracks. Wow, you've really given me some food for thought. We got Lip Licker Mariska Hargitay over here.
Yeah, I stand by it.
We got, you know, rolling in on the stage, and then we got the panderer over here.
Yes, sir.
And I can't believe it, but it's just too good. I gotta go with Fallon and the Yummy Girls theme song.
It makes sense.
Shout out Lauren Graham.
Oh, hey, Lorelai.
Yeah, hey. Yesterday was Alexis Bledel's birthday. Rory.
Oh, Emily Gilmore, what up?
Get help.
Thank you.
All right, so maybe might have fit the Emmys a little bit better than Pimp My Ride theme song.
You would think.
But I thought I would come in with something a little unique. Okay?
It was unique. I'll give you that. All right, round two.
You've just been invited to an exclusive dinner at yours truly's Benjamin's house.
Oh, my God.
Rumor has it that it is the event of the season. You must bring a classy hors d'oeuvre and pair it with the perfect song to set the mood. What food are you bringing and what song are you playing?
Jenny?
Benjamin, it's been an honor that I was invited to your party. Thank you so much.
You are
honestly,
so
it was
welcome.
Really, I've been waiting for this invite and I wasn't sure if I was going to get it. So when it came, I was like, yes. But I'm going to show up because it's classy, but it's also a little trashy, which kind of fits who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm going to get some nice little, like, small martini glasses, and in the martini glass is going to be a layered taco dip because that is my favorite hors d'oeuvre. So you don't have to, you each individually get your martini glass, so you don't have to deal with the double dippers who lick their fingers and then put their chip back in and are just nasty.
My mouth just watered.
Yeah. So I'm coming in with that, so I had to get something that kind of fits that Mexican vibe, and I went with this. So that is my hors d'oeuvre selection.
Dave just woke up in Colorado because it's one of his favorite songs. He loves that song so much.
There's been a disturbance in the
force. Huge Gloria Estefan.
All right. Now, I did go, like, I know Jenny was, like, hating on dip, but try a ladle. Okay. Like, you don't have to double dip. You ladle it into your own personalized bowl. That's why I'm bringing my mom's famous queso. Because it's not a new thing I'm going to try. I want to make sure it's something solid because I don't want to show up and be like, everyone's like, oh, God. I know it's going to be a winner. Everyone's going to like it. Who doesn't like melted cheese on a tortilla chip, okay?
I'm sure it's one of the top hits on your blog with your mom's queso recipe.
Thank you. It is. Please check it out at DaveRyanShow.com. Now, when I go to Benjamin's, I know Benjamin. I know Tony. It's going to be a party. It isn't going to be some bougie, in a little martini glass atmosphere.
Wow.
It's going to be costume changes. It's going to be dancing on furniture vibes.
Yeah.
And I am going to change the lyrics. When I walk in, this song will begin. I will change the lyrics to suit Benjamin. Hit the song, Jenny.
And I jump on the table, this is what I said. People all around, you got to lock it. Everyone together, sing it loud. Lock it. Jump all around, come on.
What?
Come get it.
Say it again.
Come get it. People all around, you got to lock it. From the left to the right, make noise. Here we go now, come on.
That's right.
What?
Say it. Here we go.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
It's Benjamin's house.
Wow.
There it is.
She did have a marker drop just
I'm
then.
Winded.
She did, like it was a mic drop.
Yes, she did.
Like,
you know, you can't drop microphones and, you know,
no,
liquids around this technology.
No, here. No. You'd have to break it to drop it.
Yes, thank you. Thank
you. Wow. Okay. That was a fun vibe. I'm
thank
not going to
lie.
My appetizer, if you will, my hors d'oeuvres is a delicious bacon wrap date. I don't know if you've ever been to a party with bacon wrap dates, but nobody even looks at the other foods. Everybody just beelines. They are sexual. They are salty and crispy.
What kind of party is
and
this?
And chewy.
Apparently it's a bacon wrap date party.
Yeah. When I walk
maybe
in,
more.
All eyes will be on me in these bacon wrap dates. I'm going to be strutting around this party, posing with my bacon wrap dates because they are the star of this party. You may play my song.
She got invited to like a swingers party. I don't know
what's happening.
You don't know what happens at Benjamin's house.
I guess I don't. Okay.
For those of you that can't visually see this, I think she's trying to create the next TikTok dance challenge called The Sensual Date. Well, first of all, I'd like to let you know that you're all individually invited because of what great appetizer choices that you're bringing.
That's fair.
Because the reliable of the queso, the thick. Cute and surprise of the taco dip, the beautiful. Sensualness of the bacon wrap date. But I also then have to consider the song that was paired with it. And all I have to say is, Jenny, you better bring Gloria because it's happening.
Thank you,
Benjamin.
Can't
wait to see her outfit for this party.
I can't wait to see where she gets tiny martini glasses from.
Yeah, Party City maybe? I don't know.
They're going to be plastic.
Yeah, they're not going to be real unless she got them on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah.
Can I change my answer to
the witch? No, I'll get the nice ones, Benjamin. I'll bring the nice ones.
Some texts that are just coming in before we hit the final round. Just so you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is Japanese jiu-jitsu in New York. So, guys, get it together. Also, for those who are uneducated, can you tell us what TV shows your songs were for? Mine was for Gilmore Girls.
Mine was Pimp My Ride, which was an old MTV reality show.
Yep.
And mine was for Law and Order SVU. Thank you so much.
Also, someone, I mean, just a casual, in all caps, can Fallon be killing the mixtape more this week. So, thank you.
That's because you've been picking, like, the most cliche things.
That's
Aaron's
true.
Party for cliche. A house party. Gilmore Girls
ben
for
done.
A
You guys
ben
didn't
done.
Think of Aaron's
ben
party.
Done.
I can actually see the text over Fallon's shoulder, and no one said that.
Yeah, I know. It's weird how she made it's like.
No, no. You guys just came in, but I do recognize that number, and it's Fallon's.
Final round, everybody.
Final round.
Well, maybe. Right.
Maybe.
Unless there's a tie.
All right. This just came in. Did you guys know that the KDWB sales team just notified you that you're the new spokesperson for a sketchy new roadside motel?
Sign me up.
It has everything. Threadbare sheets, broken locks, and questionable stains. What song begins to play in the commercial after you finish your signature catchphrase, "This place is cheap and easy, just like me"?
All right. This is a hidden message for me. This is like I put this song in here. It's in the commercial, but it's a hidden message. What I should have done when I was approached about doing this endorsement, this is what would be playing.
It was a moment of weakness and you said yes.
This is what I should have said, Benjamin.
Yes. You should have said no. You should have gone home. You should have thought twice before you let it all go. You should have known the word. But what you did with her, give back to me. Give back to me.
Thank you, Jenny. Back on vocals. You should have said no, Fallon. You should have said no.
You shouldn't be begging for forgiveness at my feet. You should have said no. Baby, and you might still have me.
All right, thank you, early Taylor Swift. Thank
Everything
you.
Jenny learned about the background echo of a background was from me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes, obviously. That's very true. Mentor. Would you say you're a mentor?
I would, and I do take private lessons.
Oh, yes. Right. Tina?
My turn. Okay. So this is something that maybe I didn't choose, but I am now stuck with. And I must do my job, but also you have to let the people know. So you're like, ha, everything's great. But at the same time, in the background, you're like, this is not where you want to be. So my song on the surface is upbeat and a little trash.
Sorry.
That's
I pulled
fine.
The Dave.
Just play my
Sorry.
Song. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to that hotel if I'm going to be honest with you, but that song is great. So the song is fun, but I'm like, I don't think that represents the hotel I want to stay at.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd maybe check it out for like an October haunted weekend.
For the story?
Yeah.
I did it for the gram.
Yes.
Obviously.
Jenny? I love it. Do you want to say the category one more time, Benjamin?
I would. So the KDWB sales team just notified you that you're the new spokesperson for a sketchy new roadside motel. It has everything. Threadbare sheets, broken locks, and questionable stains. What song begins to play in the commercial after you finish your signature catchphrase, "This place is cheap and easy, just like me"?
All right. Although I might not necessarily want to stay at this place personally, I know that I still have to appeal to the demographic that would stay at it. So to get in the right mindset, I'm obviously coming into the recording studio with cut off sleeves. And I probably just smoked a couple cigarettes, and I got like my raspy voice ready to have it like fully engaged.
I am
leaning into this. So as I'm finishing off that call to action, this place is cheap and easy, just like me. This is playing. Sing it the whole time, and I don't actually play the song. See, I caught the ears of the demographic I'm trying to get attention from, even though sales really did me dirty on this.
They did you dirty.
But I think that they're going to
pay
attention.
Wait, they did her dirty? What did they do?
They did. What did they do then, Jenny?
They did her dirty? Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the college instructor in me says, which one of you really did your homework, really accepted the assignment, you know, marinated on it and put it back out?
Marinated,
incubated, other words that end in eight. and I have to say, this might be an upset, but it's totally Tina and Jerry.
Oh, my God. What? A three-way tie?
All right.
What a fade.
I didn't know.
Silence.
I don't know.
Sometimes no, Jenny's like,
you're
it
fine.
Wasn't my song, fade.
Bye. Yeah, done.
Bye.
All right, Benjamin, that means that we have to have a surprising fourth category no one is prepared for other than you. Hopefully you wrote one. And we will each submit our on-the-spot submission for your choosing of winner. There we are.
Today's prompt is, you just arrived to work today, and all of your coworkers claim your hair smells like potatoes.
Oh.
What song begins to play in your mind as you reflect on that statement?
Okay.
I'm what you call a monster.
Oh, gosh. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I am not. Sorry. So I have access to the system to be able to find Tina and Fallon.
I know. We're unfortunate.
Are trying to find on their phone, but now I'm not finding the song in the system.
I'm pretending they're just Googling, like, good songs that go with potatoes.
Yes, obviously. I have mine ready. It's on my phone, but I can play it since this feels directed at me personally today.
What?
I have chosen this to be my song as to why I smell like this today.
Tina, would you say we're throwing this back to what, 2010? 2009?
Yeah, that's a strong. I was like late high school, loving the Jonas Brothers.
Wishing you could go to Camp Rock.
Obviously, I had the whole Demi weird knee thing down that she did a lot.
It's still one of my favorite dance moves.
It really is.
Is his knee going out or is that a dance move?
We don't know.
We don't know.
But that is me, and I will not apologize for the smell of my hair.
Can you repeat one more time the category? I have my song prepared.
So you just arrived to work, and your coworkers let you know that your hair smells like potatoes.
Yes.
What song begins to play in your mind as you reflect on that feedback?
It's a combination. It's of me deciding, like, should I like leave and go, you know, shower quickly? But also, I'm building anger because honestly, it's what disrespect. Like, I didn't bring up the time that you had spinach in your teeth, Lewis. You know what? I didn't bring up the time that you showed up with a hole in the crotch of your pants, Alice. So, you know, it's like, show a little respect. So I'm playing this song, please. Thank you. Friendship's over.
Feels very hypocritical.
Don't even bother apologizing.
But it was just potato hair.
You know, very nice. As the hater this morning, I find that very ironic.
Well, but, I didn't have a choice, Tina. I had to participate in this game. Okay?
Well.
Mrs. Potato Head.
That's so mean.
All right, I'm rolling the dice right now because I can't listen to mine without it playing right away.
I'm so excited.
I'm hoping that this is at the right part. But basically, I'm like, yo, you guys got to deal with it. And if you can't have me at my worst, you don't get me at my best. Dramatic.
What is that?
That's Machine Gun Kelly and Haley Steinfeld. That's At My Best.
I do not know that song.
That came out like 7 years ago.
Did it? I don't think it was that long ago.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good song.
Not that choice.
I'm getting three totally different vibes from these songs, and I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm mowing what you're growing.
Okay.
And this is hard for me.
Yeah, it's not easy.
But I really have to think about that inner monologue, that reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, this week, the winner is Tina, because this is the real me!
Tina, play your song!
Oh my god, sorry, just let me back it up a little bit.
This will reverse.
Tina, what is it?
This is real, this is me, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, yeah. Gonna let the light shine on me.
Who is this?
This is Demi Lovato.
Obviously.
Oh, Camp Rock soundtrack?
It hasn't even got to the Joe Jonas part. Oh, it's a duet.
It is. Yeah. He recognizes that it is the girl of his dreams.
Wow.
She's the voice he hears inside his head.
The reason that he's singing.
Okay, I don't know why, but I somehow missed the entire Camp Rock part of life. Like, I don't know how, because it was during, like, my time growing up when I would have watched
during
it.
During your time?
Camp Rock 2, when they do that sweet Camp Rock. have you been on TikTok?
No, I haven't.
Well, I mean, I have, but
I haven't seen that.
If you want to watch a YouTube video that blows your mind, watch the one of the Demi Lovato concert a few years ago where she starts singing that song and Joe Jonas shows up to do it.
Oh, my God.
What a surprise.
Their wigs are gone. They, like, take off their clothes. It's amazing.
What an aggressive teen concert to be in attendance
for. It's not a teen concert anymore.
Well, congratulations, Tina.
Thank you, you are the winner this week.
Benjamin, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. We're going to do caller 10 for Dua Lipa tickets. We'll take caller 10 at 651-989-KDWB. Dua Lipa is going to be at the Target Center on March 8th, and we are sending you. We'll be back with another mixtape game on KDWB.
It is now time for our weekly mixtape game on KWB. Hey, I'm going to give a shout out because, you know, when somebody creates something, they deserve a shout out and we borrow it. For example, there is actually a card game called Mixtape, the Song and Scenario Card Game. Ages 12 and up, players 3 plus from Breaking Games, and you can get it on Amazon or you can find it on mixtapethegame.com. So that was our inspiration. We've written our own questions, and I am leading the mixtape game. Good luck to our contestants. Here is your first category. Make us fall in love with a song that none of us has ever heard before. We all have a song that we're like, oh my God, this song is so great. Nobody's heard of this song but me. Fallon, you're up first. Sell us your song before we play it.
So there is a movie called Begin Again. It wasn't a huge movie at all, but it stars Keira Knightley, Adam Levine, and Mark Ruffalo. And there's this, and basically Adam Levine is a songwriter star, and he has this song that comes out. And it's so beautiful. I never understood why it wasn't a hit, because it's Adam Levine, and it's called Lost Stars, and it's fantastic. And this is the bridge.
Yeah, I do like it, and it was a sincere one because Fallon was lip-syncing along to it, so it's not like you just said, oh, God, I got to come up with something.
No, I listen to it frequently.
Okay, very nice. Weather Girl Jenny, come up with a song, make us fall in love with a song that none of us has ever heard before.
Okay, so obviously I can't play the entire song, but throughout the song it references a lot of nostalgic things from like the 90s and early 2000s, like MTV and Road Rules and all of that stuff. So the chorus also references something that I really relate to, which is walking around with a Discman. And it's called Sour Patch Kids by Bryce Vine.
Oh,
respect it because Bowling for Soup did a song that made me think of when I was young. Mm-hmm. They did a song called 1985, and it had all these 1985 references in there. So I absolutely respect and relate to that song because that reminds you of when you were like a, you know, a kid. Okay, Web Girl Tina, you got your work cut out for you. Make us fall in love with a song none of us has heard before.
Okay, I think to enjoy any song immediately, for me personally at least, it needs to be kind of upbeat but fun, something you maybe want to dance to. This is actually a song that's on my running playlist. You just like, you feel like the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, everything's going great, and this is my song. It's building.
Wow, tough choice, but I've already decided a winner.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, don't give defeatist, Tina. That doesn't mean that you
don't win. I
feel
like it happened
win.
Too quickly after mine.
You did not, Tina. You did not win, but it was a solid choice.
Yeah, I figured.
You came in a solid tied for second. Narrowly edged out by the song that I chose because I related to it so much because Jenny is sentimental about this and being younger and remembered all the stuff that you know, that you were into when you were a kid. Jenny wins with Sour Patch Kid.
She just wants Bryce Vine to notice her. So pathetic.
Is that true, Jenny?
Ooh. No, I'm past that part of my life.
She's not.
But if I have a midlife crisis and I'm single again, then what's up, Bryce?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Put on to category number two, and here we go. This is a trickier category. Bring your A game. You summit Mount Everest. You brought along a drone with you to hover dramatically and circle over the world's highest mountain, capturing you. Holding your arms triumphantly over your head for the climactic shot of the opening of your new adventure reality show called A Little Bit Your Name Here. Please tell me what song is playing and be sure to refer to the title of your adventure reality show. Yours would be called A Little Bit Fallon.
Correct.
Okay. What song and refer to the title?
Okay. So, like you said, it is A Little Bit Fallon. The fact that I hiked this is probably the least likely of the three of us. So you better believe I would be celebrating an adventure show. Not normally something I would sign up for. But you know there'd be comedy ensuing. Like if I did like an obstacle course. Like, oh, look at Fallon trying to get through a tire. And things like that, you know. It'd be a little bit funny and zany. But as someone who grew up needing constant attention with sayings such as 1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
Yes.
This is the perfect song. A little bit Fallon.
Is this Britney?
It is. It's like a circus of activities, all eyes on me.
You can stop selling it now. Yeah. You're done. Yeah. I would say I get it. It goes with your brand.
It does.
You also, because I remember I tried to teach you how to ski one time down at Buck Hill. You gave up before you even got your bindings on.
You're like the fourth person that tried to teach me.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You gave up before you got your bindings on. I cannot see you climbing Mount Everest. I can't even see you watching a video of somebody climbing Mount Everest, but it is your brand to make it funny.
Yes.
So good job on that
Thank you.
Let's see what Jenny brings. Actually, Tina's going to go next.
Oh, okay.
Tina, here we go. You're on Mount Everest for the opening of your new show called A Little Bit Tina. What song is playing as the drone hovers around you, raising your arms triumphantly for your reality show?
Well, Dave, I hope you don't mind, but I put a small little twist on the title. My show is called A Little Bit of Love with Tina. It's a dating show with me, Tina, where we go on adventures and we see if we're compatible during these adventures.
Okay.
So it's not only an adventure show, but it's also a love show.
I'll accept it.
This is my song.
You're breaking the rules, but I accept it.
Yeah.
So you ready for your song?
Hit
now?
Me with it.
Who is that, Tina?
That's Sigala. And I don't know what the girl's name who's on it was.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I like it. Okay. I'm not crazy about the fact that you bent the rules. Yeah. Because the rules were not a little bit of love with Tina. It was a little bit Tina.
And also, she would never go on a dating show.
It's my own dating show that I'm creating. It was still called A Little Bit of Tina. I just added a few extra words.
So do you only pick men that live out of state and nowhere near
in
you?
Foreign countries. Oh. Yeah, foreign countries, Jenny. That's the whole point.
Wow. So, Tina, I have noticed a pattern here. You pick the untouchable, unattainable Harry Styles.
Yeah,
People that live in a distant city. That you saw on the news. Mm-hmm. people that play sports for, like, you know, the Arizona Cardinals that you've never met. I remember
that, though.
Yeah.
She had the crush on the guy that worked down at the photo booth down at Target.
Yes. I remember that.
She would go in and buy film all the time. She never even owned a camera. You remember
it's
that?
So crazy. She still has it. She showed me. She still has all the film, too. She tried to sell it on eBay, and nobody wanted it.
Tina, you're a mess.
I guess so.
She can quit. I guess so. She just quit at that point.
Okay, Tina, I like it. Okay, you're still in the running, but barely.
Okay.
I'm sorry for turning. I do apologize for turning on Tina, because I actually really like her song. I just don't like her to win category, so I had to turn.
But let me give you the category again. Yes. You're on Mount Everest. You summited. You got the drone hovering around you. Your arms are raised triumphantly in the air for the opening video sequence of your new adventure reality show called A Little Bit Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what song is playing, and please refer to the title of your adventure reality show.
Well, we all know A Little Bit of Jenny is competitive. And she is adventurous, so this does fit me pretty well without even having to explain why. I've summited quite a few 14ers out in the West, I know what it's like to summit something like Mount Everest. I don't. But I want to present this in more of a production standpoint, because I want the drone to be, like, really focused in on me. So you can't see that I'm at the top of Mount Everest. And I want it to be more gritty than what they played, because it's an adventure reality show.
Are you done with your description?
No. So the drone it's zooming in on me. It's going up my full body. And then it pans out right as the song kicks in to show that I am on top of Mount Everest. And you're going to enjoy this adventure reality show with A Little Bit of Jenny.
Shot like a rocket up into the sky. Nothing can stop me tonight. You made me feel
quickly say
no.
She took so long to describe that. Yeah. I turned the channel. I thought they had to watch.
How you're gonna get people to, like, watch a reality show. So I wanted to set up the picture.
I'm
so sorry. I was trying to paint a picture.
What do you think? I mean,
you painted the Sistine Chapel.
Did she go on too long, Tina? Was that description too long?
Yeah, I tuned out a while ago, and I'm in the same room.
All right, now you.
Dare you guys?
You've got to capture our attention and not be boring. And that was kind of a long, boring description.
I didn't talk any longer than other people talk sometimes.
Oh, you were just
that's
more boring.
Delusion.
Okay. Tina, I'm not going to eliminate you because you didn't follow the rules, because I liked your novel way of thinking, and I like thinking outside of the box. Fallon also is true to her brand. I give Tina this one. Tina.
Yeah. What? Now I guess we can just break the rules all the time on this game.
Do you want to sign up for my dating show? You can't live here, but I'll take it. Thank you.
What's your dating show called?
DM Jenny, and I'll get it set up.
It's called A Little Bit of Love with Tina.
Okay.
Because she's not going to completely commit, so she'll give you a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. And here we go with a round three. What's the score right now?
It is Jenny 1, Tina 1. I have 0.
Okay.
So sad.
All right. Here we go with round three. You've got your first modeling contract.
Oh, my God.
You've been hired by a top modeling agency for a photo shoot wearing Fleet Farm's newest line of overalls, work boots, and bandanas. You'll be standing near, leaning on, and sitting in a 1025R John Deere tractor. What song do you play during the photo shoot to put you in the right frame of mind for your debut? And we're going to start off with Weather Girl Jenny. Jenny?
Okay, for me to get hyped for something like this, I need a little bit more of, like, a dance vibe to it. So I went, of course, country, because I feel like you have to with something like this. But it also references a tractor, so it fits it perfectly.
Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you.
Pose. Ooh, look at me. Work those work boots, girl.
She's going to be a hard one to beat because seriously, that is very Jenny. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I'm a literal guy. I like the fact that it included the word tractor in the lyrics. So she is going to be the one to beat. Fallon, what song is playing as you model for Fleet Farm on top of the 1025R John Deere?
I will say I also want the country vibe because if you're getting in the mind, someone, as someone who is a method actor myself, I would need to feel that vibe of country. I also know that to grab great shots for a catalog, they want you to have movement, and that's the best way to photograph someone. So I would need something where I'm moving around. And in a literal sense, it does have the word boot in the song, Hit It.
I'm going to eliminate you right now.
I just want you to keep playing the song.
I'm sorry. Cliche violation. It's a cliche violation. Everybody knows that song. I know that song, and I don't know any country songs.
Why on earth would it matter if everyone knows that song?
It's not sexy. I was going for a sexy tracker.
You're the one that eliminates people if we don't know the song.
Are you the judge this week?
Oh, God, clearly not.
You lost. You didn't get a vote.
That's completely fine.
That's what it is. Oh, somebody's got their feelings hurt.
This will come back around.
I think you host next week, so we'll remember that for next week.
My favorite text so far this morning has been, thank God Dave's the host. We don't have to hear him bitch all morning.
Because I never win.
Yeah.
Okay. It is down between Fallon. You're out. You've been eliminated from this.
Thank God.
You are the one to beat Jenny with Country Girl. But now you're modeling. You're on the John Deere 1025R. Tina, what song do you play to put you in the right frame of mind for your debut photo shoot?
Thank you, Dave. This could not be farther from who Tina is as a person. Mm-hmm. This isn't Tina. I can't do it, guys. So obviously I did go with a country song as well, but I went with something that is going to constantly remind me what I'm doing the whole time. Cause I got a memory of a goldfish at this point and someone's going to need to be like, get back with it, girl, get in that country mood. So this is the song that's going to play. And remembering, I'm so country.
Tina, I'm glad you admitted that this is not you. This is not your project. And so I think that by that vibe right there, the winner is going to be Weather Girl. Jenny, congratulations.
I really thought you were going to say it was me.
No, I'm sorry. Tina, you did good, but you admitted defeat before you even got started. You said that no song is really going to put you in the mood. It's not a Tina vibe. I appreciate your honesty. Jenny, congratulations.
Thank you.
2-1 on the mixtape game.
Fresh off the presses. I put this video up at DaveRyanShow.com because it's pretty hilarious and I just made Tina watch it.
Yeah, it's funny.
But we have audio. So this wife, she's like going to surprise her husband for their anniversary with a trip. But the husband is completely clueless. He misses clue after clue about their wedding anniversary. And here's the audio from the video.
Your bags are packed, so all we have to do is go. Fishing in Cabo? What? For real?
Yeah. We leave in like an hour.
Serious?
I swear.
What's the kid? I mean, there's something up here.
Did you read the first line?
There's a date in September.
What would be in September?
There's a date in September. What's in September? There's a date in September. Oh, our anniversary.
The look on his face when he realizes it.
Yeah, but the whole time his eyes are like bulged. He's like, what am I missing? Like, he's so confused.
I have something to say about this.
Oh, God.
They must be from the Midwest. They're going fishing in Cabo.
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
But like the big fish. That is like a sport.
Okay, I understand that. But I'm like, you go to Cabo to have some margaritas.
You'll do that as well.
Boys love to fish.
Oh, gross.
Deep sea fishing is just a projectile vomit sitch waiting for me.
Yeah, there's no chance. You know me and my fear of cruise ships. You're not putting me on a ship in the
deep
sea.
Not even the same.
I know. But
the deep sea. That's not exactly how it works, Jenny.
I will never forget. I went on a nice trip one time where we're like, okay, let's actually go on a boat ride and do snorkeling. Mm-hmm. I took the medicine beforehand because I was like, I know myself, I'll get sick. And we get out. It was the most choppy, rough water getting out there. It took forever to get there. And then we got there. they didn't even like try to anchor us properly. Like the guy couldn't find the spot where the boat goes. Like, oh, I heard him like talking to each other. Like, oh, let's just say like it's too choppy. And so they did not take us snorkeling. And it was so choppy that we basically rode all the way out to not snorkel. Then we came back and everyone but like me was projectile vomiting everywhere because they didn't take the medicine. And it was awful. I was like, guys.
Yeah.
I heard you be like, we can't find the like place to put our anchor thing down.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's too choppy to snorkel. Like, I heard you guys say it.
But
to
be fair, if it was that choppy, you probably wouldn't have wanted to snorkel. But it wasn't cool that they lied.
It was 6 hours.
Six hours
of choppy agony.
Oh,
it was
God.
Too much. Okay. So, 5 ways to perk up from an afternoon slump, Jenny.
I need this because I take so many naps.
Drink some water. Dehydration so makes you tired.
Okay.
2, go outside.
Yeah.
Eat your lunch outside.
They didn't write this living in the Midwest, though, because about 6 months of the year, it's not that delightful to be outside.
Yeah, who's going to eat a picnic out in the snow?
Yeah.
Grow up, HuffPost. Take a power nap. It's easier to nap on the job now that so many of us are working from home. Just keep it short, 20 to 45 minutes. Talk to someone. If you notice your slump hits around the same time every day, try scheduling a phone call or meeting for that time so you're busy and engaged, and eat something, especially foods that are good for the brain, like broccoli, grains, lentils, and eggs. You're welcome. 5 ways to perk up.
Lentils pass.
Have you?
No.
I had a lentil meal and it was fantastic.
Yeah, when it's like nicely prepared, but when you make them on your own and you just like put it with some chicken or something, no, gross. Give me something better. Give me sweet potatoes.
Okay.
It's a good carb for you.
Okay.
Lots of fiber.
Thank you, Jenny. My God. All right, we'll be back with Dave's Dirt in just a few minutes. We have a lot of new music, actually. We have some G-Eazy, Jonas Brothers, a lot of Lil Nas X because his album came out today, which looks super good. And also, there's a lot going on in Dirt that I haven't even covered yet. Kaylee Cuoco's ex-husband, he's not going out as easily as we thought. He is demanding she give him something pretty important from their relationship. We'll cover that and more coming up in Dave's Dirt next on KDWB.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Lots of new music out today. Also, the iHeartRadio Music Festival kicks off today. None of us made the cut. I am seeing my fellow radio DJs that do make the cut every year out there broadcasting live. Godspeed.
Is anyone from our station out there?
No.
No. Well, Barb is. Like, yeah. She does, because she does, like, behind the scenes stuff.
Experiences.
Yeah, so she's behind the scenes with stuff. But other than that, I don't think anyone from our building went.
Oh, what kind of experiences?
There was a sales guy who won the national contest.
Oh, actually, I did see that from our market. I did see that.
Okay.
This year, there's not meet and greets because of COVID, but they're having some sort of artist experience for winners where you get to, like, go in a room with the person and there's maybe, like, a Q&A or something. I'm not exactly sure, but.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what the daytime stage is going to look like for when Olivia Rodrigo's there, because I feel like it's going to be just wild.
You guys, I'm not going this year, obviously. I am here, but I'm really excited to watch. I think it's going to be a really great show.
Yeah.
How can we watch?
I believe you can watch on Lace CW, but we're going to have all that info, all of our social medias. So just check out any of the KDWB, 101.3 KDWB socials.
I think Dua Lipa's going to be the best. I'll be honest.
She's a very
Billie
good performer.
Billie Eilish?
Oh, okay. Billie too.
Okay, but I'm curious because a lot of Billie's new album is slower too, and her most fun songs are when she's going hard, dancing with that guy.
She's going to do a good combo.
Yeah.
And her brother Phineas is doing his own set too, and I love Phineas.
Interesting. All right, Kaylee Cuoco does not expect a major fight in divorce court, but her husband, Carl Cook, they've been married for 3 years. He is demanding that she returns miscellaneous jewelry, most likely the wedding ring and other glitzy gifts for her birthdays and their anniversary. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
I don't know because I've never been married. I don't know how it works.
But even jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
What if throughout your relationship, Andrew had purchased you like diamond earrings and like a diamond pendant necklace and a tennis bracelet or something. And then when you broke up, he was like, I want all of those back.
Okay.
No.
Here's the thing. No, he doesn't get them back because I'm assuming our relationship at least lasted a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Didn't her marriage.
3 years.
Yeah. Oh,
I think the only thing you should return is an engagement ring.
Yeah.
Or possibly. And no, but if you're married, it's yours. If it's an engagement ring.
It's technically yours, but I don't know why you'd want to keep it unless you're hard up for cash, which she's not.
Right.
I'd be like, do you want this back?
Jennifer Lopez still has her original diamond from Ben.
Yeah.
I think if you were more of like a Chris Humphries, Kim Kardashian kind of marriage, then yeah, you should probably return a lot of it. But if you're at Once you hit like a year mark.
Yeah.
That's
it's
yours.
It? He's going to put in it's a year. All yours. Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of marriages that unfortunately didn't last, Kim and Kanye, and there he admitted to being, he cheated on her basically in 2015 after their second child together. And it was with an A-list singer. So people are digging and they're trying to figure out who this was. I'm going to guess it'll be decently easy to figure out.
Is there speculation of who it could be?
Not yet.
No.
Other than we can rule out Taylor Swift. Obviously. I don't know. But they said at the time she wasn't feeling herself, the breastfeeding, the extra weight, the baby in the bedroom, the early morning exercise routines and juice diets. Kanye was out late a lot. And like Jenny mentioned earlier, does not make him look good because that's messed up.
Yeah, that's
There's a new unauthorized book coming out, and it's called How to Save a Life, The Inside Story of Grey's Anatomy. And even though Shonda Rhimes, the creator, has people sign NDAs, there is a former executive producer, James D. Parriott, and he is writing this book. He's broken his silence, saying Patrick Dempsey was a terror on set. It wasn't sexual anyway. He was just a terror on set and caused so many cast members all sorts of PTSD, allegedly. Which is very upsetting for people who love McDreamy to hear that he might have been awful.
So this is what I read a little bit earlier about that, and more into it, was the fact that he was like so done with the show. He didn't want to do it anymore, but they kept throwing a ton of money at him. So he was like already out, but like still wanted the money. So he was just being a
didn't
jerk
care.
Because he was like, whatever, they're paying me this and I'm still going to do it, even though I don't really want to be here.
Yeah.
So that's what I had read about it.
It's always so interesting because I understand wanting to leave a show like that after you get a certain amount of success. Because when you're on a show like that, you have to pass up all these other cool opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But then so many people do leave and they'll have like one opportunity and then nothing else. Like I haven't seen Patrick Dempsey in anything since he came back on Grey's Anatomy recently for like a dream sequence kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm
I don't think I have either.
And he was in a decent amount of things like movies for
he
a
was.
Minute.
Yeah.
And super popular. So I'm like, what happened? And
he's got that Grey's Anatomy money. He doesn't
I know,
need to do
but
anything.
Still.
He aged out, when aged, phased out of his roles because he was like the single bachelor-y rom-com guy. And
that's true.
And he was too old for it.
That usually doesn't good have point. An effect on men in Hollywood. Usually they can be 72 and they're still like with Olivia
that's
Rodrigo
fair.
In a movie.
Gross.
You're like, that's nasty.
Gross.
Posty Fest is happening. Post Malone's festival. They announced it. The lineup is out. It's a two-day Texas music festival. It'll have Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Uzi Vert, Jack Harlow, Tyga, and more. We have some new music.
Yeah, let's do
it. So let's sample some of this. First of all, let's start with Rod Stewart, because Rod Stewart's my man. No, he's not, but I really like him. I saw him in concert. Fantastic. This song is called One More Time.
It was great while it lasted. And together we smashed it.
Hate it.
I don't hate it. It's very different. I grew up listening to Rod Stewart because my mother loved Rod Stewart.
Same.
Loved him. And that, I'm wondering if he understands what smash means, because I know he didn't mean it in the context there, but he's like, we smashed it. And I was like, oh, Rod, you got to get with the times.
Rod's very horny, so he probably meant it both ways.
Yeah, that is true. That works.
Here's new G-Eazy with Demi Lovato called Breakdown. I am dying.
Are you picturing what the studio session looked like?
It's just G-Eazy going, I got you. Yeah.
He's kind of DJ Khaled in this.
I can't handle it. It's like,
it's catchy.
It's so catchy. When I was, Macklemore was doing an interview with another radio guy that we know, Zach Sang, and they were like, wasn't Travis Scott supposed to be on your album? And he was like, yeah, we literally just needed him to throw like, his verse was done. We just needed like basically bits like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't do it. And then Zach, the interviewer, made the joke like, shouldn't he just have like a track he can send people where it's like, it's lit and stuff like that. And Macklemore was like, no, you would think.
Yeah.
Because they all have their catchphrases. Like you would think there would just be a track.
And just some like, uhs.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's all they were missing.
That's a great idea. You should pitch that to people.
I want my own. We did it for a little bit when I was going on maternity leave. They were just me being like, David!
Yeah, yeah.
We did have
the Fallon button bar. It was not good. Here's new Jonas Brothers. Who's in your head? And here's Lil Nas X's album. It came out today, and this is a new one with Miley Cyrus called Am I Dreaming? Brook of water
it
flowing
did sound
at
like
the
a
end.
Babbling brook.
A babbling brook?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, what a soothing peaceful sound.
You guys noticed so many more things because I loaded these songs in earlier this morning. Yeah. And granted, I was doing three things at once. Mm-hmm. Didn't notice that little brook there. I didn't notice G-Eazy's little noises in the background until I looked at you during this last play of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, now I get it. It's because
I have the ear, Jenny.
You do have
I have the
ear.
Musical ear. I have my ear to the ground.
We got
to
think of what would it be called? Because Dave's got his hit click to pick or click hit to pick. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it is because it's a mouthful.
Yeah.
What's Fallon's going to be? Fallon's Fantastic.
Nope.
Feature.
Nope.
Friday.
Nope.
Ooh.
Fallon's
Fantastical.
Foot in the mouth.
That happens a lot.
Fallon's.
Freaky feature.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not expect such a response.
Freaky feature.
Thank you so much. All right, well, unless you have something else, Jenny, we're going to wrap up Dave's Dirt.
No, I would like to just tell you what the title of this next mixtape game we're going to replay because we're doing a mixtape game marathon.
Yes. What's this one?
So I tried to find like our best ones over the years, and this one is called Dry Humping, You've Got a Friend in Me. Mm. So I'm assuming they don't like... Maybe they go hand in hand, but that's what it's titled.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know exactly what it means.
I'm excited to hear.
But I think it's going to be pretty funny.
All right, so the mixtape game coming up next.
It is time for the mixtape game on KDWB. You get to play along, too, but we are actually competing. And it's Jenny versus me, Dave, versus Tina. Fallon is hosting. Good morning, Fallon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Give us your first category. Let's jump right in and see how we do.
Your good friend calls to inform you that he's going to buy a strip club and he wants you to be the talent director. 2020 was difficult and any money would be good. To be an equal opportunity employer, you've decided each dancer that's interviewing will dance to the same song. What song are you hearing over and over? David?
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and go first. Now, remember, you got to visualize as you listen to the song.
Okay.
And a strip song has got to have a seductive kind of a beat with some kind of a seductive, semi-seductive kind of lyrics. And just rethink of the smoldering, sexy looks from the stripper.
Okay.
And the smoldering, sexy moves on the pole as she does her thing for dollars to this song. Tell me how you feel, sitting up there, feeling so picture it, Fallon.
Yeah.
Change in tempo comes right now. Grind is just a little bit different now.
Different grind.
Watch the hips. This is not your typical stripper song.
No.
This is a surprisingly seductive stripper song.
I like that you were thinking outside the box, Dave. I do like that. It's definitely different.
Once I started visualizing it.
Yes.
I had to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Good luck, Jenny. Do you want to resign right now? Not. Concede.
I'm confident.
Tip your king over. Tip your king over.
No.
She's looking me dead in the eye.
I thought you tip your queen over.
I don't know.
Okay.
Jenny, you watch the Queen's Gambit? Come on.
Okay. So I have gone to a handful of strip clubs in my life.
You have.
And those women or men are artists, if you ask me. And they're actually very athletic as well as they go up and down those poles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sensual at the same time. So I could have picked a song where it's like something you'd see in a rap video, but you have to do sensual.
Okay.
And you have to really show and display their artisticness.
Yeah.
So I chose this weekend song. I left my girl back home. I don't love her no more. Oh. And she'll never sliding up and down that pole.
Look at me in the eye.
I'm going to tell you why it doesn't work, Jenny.
Ooh, hold on. Let me breathe. I will say The Weeknd's singing is made for strip clubs. And I am proud of you for not choosing Earned It, which he basically has a stripper vibe to the music video.
No, I was originally going to choose WAP, but then I decided to go against that.
Can I now explain to you why it doesn't work? It's in the key of D minor.
You can explain. I won't listen, okay, but you can explain.
D minor keys do not seduce anybody. They're dark. That girl is going to cut you and then attack you in the parking lot.
No.
Yes, she is. It's a minor key. D minor is the darkest key there is.
Absolutely. And guess what? This is the song where you take that gentleman to the back room and you might give him a little extra thing. And this is the song you do it to. Well, they will pay her for it.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not ruling you out because of Dave's argument. So don't worry.
Okay,
well, I will tell you this one. Do you want to make any money on this strip club? Do you want to leave and go? They're going to get the hell out of there. Go to K.O.D., King of Diamonds.
What is that?
With King of Diamonds, where they play good stripper music.
I only like to go to the VU. Oh, my God.
That's where my dad met my stepmom.
That's
nice.
A
she was
love story for the
ages. Are you serious?
Yeah, but not this one in Louisville.
Okay.
To recap, before we get to Tina, your good friend calls to inform you he's going to buy a strip club and he wants you to be the talent director. 2020 was difficult and any money would be good. To be an equal opportunity employer, you've decided each dancer that's interviewing will dance to the same song. What song are you hearing over and over, Tina?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I am an equal opportunity employer. Mm. So basically, I have to listen to this song all day long. Mm-hmm. Also, this is an audition. Like, I can't just give them something easy. They're going to be stripping to sensual songs night after night. I need to present a challenge.
Oh.
How can they work with something a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more fun?
Oh,
make it interesting.
Oh, no.
This is my song.
You're such a bland, basic Minnesotan. Seriously. I mean, so predictable.
Predictable.
Oh, booty work stripper song. Let me just tell you. No. I'm going to help you out, make a decision, Fallon.
Okay, are
reject,
you?
Reject, reject. Now, I have a new twist on this. As you listen to these, who do you think won? I want to hear your text messages to hear who you think won that round.
Okay.
If you think Jenny won, Tina won, or I won, let me know. Text me at KDWB1, and we'll read some texts as we go through this one. Fallon, you have a big decision to make on the mixtape game.
I like that Tina thought outside the box. I do think that hearing booty work that many times in one day would be a bit much.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I don't think so at all.
I'm going to pass on that one.
That's a mistake.
Oh, sorry.
And honestly, Dave said that Jenny's is like sad because it's in that key, but I actually think Halsey's song is sadder. Like if someone came out and danced to that, I think I'd be like, are you okay? And I would like want to like sit with her and make sure everything's okay. So I'm going to pick Jenny's this week.
You're going to get no business. King O' Diamonds is going to do great.
You can't name my strip club.
I'm not. There's a strip club called King of Diamonds.
Okay, that's not mine, though.
K.O.D.
Mine's I keep plugging them. On the pedestal.
I'm hoping that they're going to come over and they're going to hear me plugging King of Diamonds. Give me a free gift card.
So, Fallon,
a gift card.
Imagine, where have you gotten in your life that you go into a strip club with a gift card?
It could happen. We're a cashless society now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think strippers are okay with cashless
Wait a
society.
Second. Where do I swipe my credit card?
Okay. Remember when you told me?
What?
To grow up and quit grabbing the low-hanging fruit?
I like that. I like that grab.
Let me read some of the text message responses here. A lot for Jenny. Tina wins this round with booty work. Another one says, Dave, your song sounded good, but the voice reminded me of a teenage girl, so it threw me off. Yeah. Jenny, when I heard that scenario, that was the exact song I chose in my head. Dave should have picked Wet Like the Rain for the first answer. You're probably right. Dave won at talking the most. You're so extra, Dave. Jenny should have won that, though you should have picked Slow Motion by Trey Songz. Dave won clearly. So it's kind of all split. Dave, I don't want to hear about my girl back home while watching a stripper. Jenny won. Jenny 100%. So the winner is Jenny.
Yes.
Round two.
Okay, round two. The man or woman you've been sleeping with for years suddenly pulls out a new move in the bedroom. It reminds you of the boy / girl from your junior high dry humping your leg sesh.
Yeah.
What song plays as you slowly push him or her away?
Jenny.
Okay. When I was younger, I just allowed things like that to happen mm-hmm. because I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Now I'm a woman. And I don't stand for dry humping. That does nothing for me.
Okay. Okay.
So, sir, I'm over this. You need to settle down. I'm walking away. Goodbye. We will never hook up again.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's a good one. I mean, lyrically, that is astute. That is perfect. Good job, Jenny. I will give you that one.
I'm a good sport.
The man is talking.
Pipe down.
I am mansplaining.
Oh, I know. Oh, Trust me, if anyone turned this on, they would definitely think you're hosting this week because you have talked nonstop.
I'm trying good to assist God. You.
You know what? I'm going to challenge you
what?
To pipe it during Tina's. Pipe it.
I will try.
Jenny, no great chance. Contribution.
Thank you.
Goodness. All right. Tina, what you got?
Honestly, this
let me
is
tell you what,
okay.
Tina.
Fallon, turn his mic off.
I can't. He has the buttons.
Okay, guys, it's going to be a no from me, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a no from me. Dave, hit my song.
My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Need to let it go.
Too aggressive.
Dave,
you're going to hurt his feelings, Tina.
What you still he's like doing this guy? Is offensive, and he needs to step off.
You've been with him for years, too. You're past, like, yeah. You're not worried about hurting their feelings.
You just
at that
look
point,
at
Dave.
Him dead in the eyes, and you say, no.
And that's exactly
he's
what
trying
Tina
something,
would do.
He's trying something new. God forbid he bring a little variety.
He needs to learn.
Can I go?
Yes, Dave.
Can I go now?
The lady you've been hooking up with for years suddenly pulls a new move in the bedroom, and it reminds you of the ladies from junior high trying to dry hump your leg. What song plays as you slowly push her away?
I don't have time for this. It's like, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings. No. I'm going to lighten the mood with a funny song that reminds her, you know what, just relax. This is funny. Don't get your feelings hurt. So I would play the least sexy song that I could think of and let her know that she's still my friend.
You've got a friend in me.
Absolutely. Turn this off.
No,
turn this
I will
off.
Not.
Absolutely turn this off. This doesn't make sense at all. This is so embarrassing. David.
I'm standing by this one.
You need to turn it off.
No, I will not.
Miles from your nice warm bed.
You're just a friend right now. Get away. Go on. That's silly. What are you doing? You're like grinding on my leg. Come on. I'm trying to sleep, but these are my best PJ pants.
David, you need to sit with that
cabins.
For a second.
They have little cabins all over.
No.
What?
That is maybe your most embarrassing choice for a category in the history of mixtape.
I stand by it. You're trying to kill the mood to get her away from you. That would be a mood killer.
It would definitely be.
We're not gonna disagree with that part.
I don't think it'd be a mood killer. I think it'd be a relationship killer.
No, you're still friends. You got a friend in me. Come back later.
Okay, no. You're out, Dave. You're out. You're my first
Text
TV
me
out.
And let me know.
No.
Who you thought. No, I'm just saying, if you listen to the show, text and let us know who should have won that round. Fallon, it's up to you.
This is hard because we're doing three rounds. Because I like Tina and Jenny's both. They both did a great job. But to keep things interesting, I'm going to give it to Tina.
My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go.
But I really like Jenny's too. I'm telling you right now.
What about mine?
No. No, 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 no.
Okay, I'm reading some text messages here.
Someone said, look at Dave ruining Toy Story with dry.
Next time you watch Toy Story with your kids, I want you to think of the mixtape game. And your new pair of PJs.
Okay, this
with
is the most.
On
no,
them.
This is the most universal that you had the worst choice ever.
Whatever,
Dave. No, I am screaming at Dave's choice. It's so bad. It's hilarious. Is Dave drunk? Dave, no, no, Dave. Dave is so wrong. Oh my God, Dave. They say Tina wins.
Dave is like Kanye. I'm gonna let you finish, but my song is the greatest choice of all time. all right, whatever. Okay. Did Dave even try? What even was that? I'm sorry. I could pick something standard like this.
My name is no.
Or this. So we're tied up on the mixtape game, but I'm scoreless.
Yeah, so tied up is loose because Tina and Jenny are tied up. Mm-hmm. But you have a chance to do it. And then we have the surprise category.
I'm confident.
Your kids finally get to have some in-person school. Right when you get home, the school calls to tell you little Diane isn't feeling well and you need to come back and pick her up. What song is playing in your car as you drive back to school, Tina?
This is depression.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It does not get worse than this. I am now sad. I am very, very sad, and I'm in my feels. And what do you put on when you get in your feels? You put on pop punk, because that is where your feels go.
Is that Simple Plan, Tina?
Sure is.
I support it.
I'm good. It's your band. And every day
is the worst day ever. You could come close. Tina, you could come close to beating me. I don't think you will, but I think you could come close.
I think I'm already beating you, but that's okay.
All right, Dave.
So it's terrible because I'm like had some time. Give me the setup again. I just want to make sure I got it right.
Basically, your kids are finally going back to in-person school. The first day you drop them off, you get a call that little Diane isn't feeling well and you have to come back and pick her up.
I didn't even know I had a kid named Diane. That's what really is depressing me. So
she's your fifth.
She's the fifth. Okay. I'm sure she's adorable. I'm so sad. I really was hoping she would be back in school and have some time at home to get things done.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go back to distant learning. So here's my song.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery.
Sorry, Tina.
Vocals to that song. It kind of sounds like you in the back. Oh,
I'm moaning in despair and gloom and agony. Just let it breathe, will ya?
You
guys are the worst audience today ever. I won every single round of this game. Have you noticed as you listen to the show? Do you notice that ever since I'm the only dude on the show anymore, I don't get any breaks? Let me tell you what, Jenny. Let me tell you what Jenny was doing on the floor a little while ago.
What?
I was showing a move I do at the gym.
Yeah.
I wanted Fallon to know how I get my glutes looking the way that they look.
Yeah.
I had to be exposed to what Jenny was doing on the floor a little while ago in the conversation, and I said, I can't believe this.
I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, because you don't want to be part of it.
Videoed it. Go on.
Okay. All right, Jenny, go ahead.
Okay. Fallon, you and I are very similar where we really value our alone time.
Yes, we do.
So you know that we're just like on vacation finally. The kids back in school is a beautiful moment. And when you get that call, you obviously feel bad that your child is sick. But realistically, you're thinking about yourself in that moment. You're just getting so angry that the heat is rising in your face. Mm-hmm. And you kind of want to break things. So I chose the song. Myself anymore because the kid is a part of me at all times. Like I need the kid to be at school so I can find myself once again.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. It's too much. Oh, Dave has some responses.
Oh, I got some text messages. Dave, I love you, but what are you doing? Dave, go home. You're drunk. Dave's a poor sport. Dave, your choices are terrible this week. Dave, are you trying to lose on purpose?
Did Dave leave the building?
Just when I thought Dave couldn't do worse with a Toy Story song, he chooses that one. Wow.
Okay. I have made my decision.
Okay.
Yes. It could either be an immediate winner. Nope, turn that off real quick. It could either be an immediate winner or we could go a three-way tie. But today we have an immediate winner, and today's winner of mixtape game is Tina.
Oh, my God!
Good job, Tina. No, you had a good choice. I support Simple Plan, and I like that song. I didn't know that people would really know that song, so I think it's a great choice.
Thank you.
Jenny's ears are just dark and depressing.
That's not what the texts are saying. There's texts coming in.
What are the texts saying?
They're still saying that Jenny takes round three.
Oh, God.
Tina and There's Jenny, one. Both great texts, or okay. go, both great choices, but Jenny should win.
Okay. Dang it.
I agree that Tina won that round. Honestly,
she did. She did a good
I
job.
Think yeah, that she
guys,
did. Guys,
thank you.
Yours was way too dark, Jenny, but you know what? I can't win this anymore. Did anybody notice besides me I didn't get a single point?
I
Not
do feel
a
bad
single
about that.
Point.
Something, but I, something I, about today wasn't your day. I think you have some days where every song is pretty good, but today was sketch.
When you are super creative,
oh, no.
you come up with songs outside the box.
That is not...
I'm going to be terrified by that for like
I
a while.
I literally question... You know how you always... claim you're real good in bed. Like, I questioned it after
Who,
hearing
me?
That song. Yeah, I questioned it.
You gotta keep things fun in bed.
That's not fun. That's alarming.
Okay, we would be laughing. She's trying something new, and I'm like, okay, let me play a little something for you. Get off of me. These are my new PJs. We'd be laughing about
no,
it. You gotta
no.
laugh in bed.
You do, but...
Well,
oh.
not really
what are you, just
in
all
the
serious?
Moment.
Yeah. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You take a little break, you laugh a little bit, a little pillow time, a little bit.
The only time you should be laughing is if noises come out that you don't want to hear.
Or like, what's it sound like?
This is, yeah. This is what I was, This is what I was talking about a half an hour ago. Jenny was explaining noises that come out, and she's laying on her back doing exercises and showing Fallon how she produces these noises. And I'm like, this is what I am exposed to.
We used to do that at my old job. We'd sit around and try to make the best version of that noise for like hours.
Dave, do you want
Grow
to leave
up,
the room?
Dave.
I
Grow up.
Feel so outnumbered right now.
You are ridiculous.
How am I ridiculous? How is that ridiculous? Can you imagine a room full of guys and Phyllis?
Yes,
here comes
because
Phyllis.
It's been happening for centuries.
But it doesn't happen. It's not. It doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I just feel outnumbered.
Yeah.
You guys don't even care.
Should we like take a few minutes, Dave, to talk about your feelings?
Nope.
Someone asked if this song was recorded with a potato.
What does that even mean? What? Okay.
Someone says, we still love you, Zaddy Bear.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I'm sitting out the mixtape game. I'm going to bring in a ringer next week.
What does that mean?
I'm going to bring in a ringer next
Who?
Week. I'm going to have Nerdy come in next week and play the mixtape game.
You're not going to automatically win. That's the joy and glory of this game. You never know who's going to win.
Oh, I know who's going to lose every week. Wins checking the records.
No one keeps records.
Checking the almanac. Wins the last
almanac?
Time. Yes, the sports almanac.
Sports.
The sports almanac. Wins the last time Zaddy Bear won on the mixtape
When's
game.
The last time Zaddy Bear did a good job?
I
This is not the example to give of a good job.
All right. This is a great stripper song.
It's so depressing.
It's not. It's seductive. I'm so out. I'm leaving early today.
What?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, yeah. And you don't even care.
See ya.
And you don't even care.
All right, 8:30, we're going to have you call in to win with your best sound.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
I'm wheeze laughing. I can't breathe.
If you're a woman and you're listening, do you feel like I'm outnumbered?
Oh, God.
Are you feeling bad for me? Like I'm so
no
outnumbered?
One feels bad for you.
I bet people have compassion for me because I'm outnumbered right now.
When you really need compassion, this is you just being desperado.
Not recorded with a potato. So. Suck it.
As a child, her father used to play a game with her where he tried to burn her with cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't really want to burn her. He just wanted to see how fast she was. So she'd like run around and be like, no, don't burn me. Don't burn me. It really truly is a surprise she didn't turn out to be a felon.
Mm-mm.
But she does provide us with felonies, which is about felons most of the time. So, Fallon, what do you have for felonies?
Oh, my God.
Jenny.
The longest intro
you
ever.
Should, like,
either support
you
me
should,
or
yeah.
get out of the studio so, because I am phenomenal at felonies intros.
Honestly, she should train Dave. She does
I should.
Way better than Dave at these intros.
Did you know
he
that
puts in zero effort.
You use 52 words when 25 would have done.
Well, number one, not all the time. Yesterday, did you know? The people learned Fallon's middle name is Cherry Pie. Fallon Cherry Pie Gottler. That's her middle name.
There it is. That's
I thought
her
it was
name.
B, Fally B.
Nope.
Well,
it's Cherry Pie Gottler.
Jenny.
Well, isn't B your last name anyways?
Fally B Gottler?
Yes. What is happening?
I don't know.
All right. I have some felonies for you guys. 32-year-old Ronald Jr., in case you're wondering, got arrested last week after robbing the same 7-Eleven four different times this summer. He did it on July 15th. then August 22nd, then August 29th, and then finally September 6th. So about a week between each of the last three, and each time he came in, he stole off the shelves, took cash from the register, and assaulted an employee. It's not clear if it was the same employee all four times, but he finally got caught trespassing somewhere else last Thursday, and cops were like, hey, this is the guy from the security footage. So he was arrested, and he's facing four counts of robbery.
Come on,
suck
man.
Suck it, Ronald Jr.
All right.
Well, it's ridiculous.
I know. It really is.
All right. So there's this guy, and he's in his Cadillac, red Cadillac. Don't ask any other questions. It's all the details I have, Jenny, other than on Tuesday night, he was impaired. We're not sure if he was drunk or on drugs, and he decided to start doing loops in the parking lot of the police station. It was around 1:45 a.m. when the cops saw him slowly driving in circles in the parking lot, weaving in between parked cars and flashing his headlights on and off for some reason. The officer talked to him and said, hey, stop. Mm-hmm. But he refused. He kept doing it, driving in circles, etc. So then two cops and police cruisers eventually boxed him in and got him to stop the car and arrested him for impaired driving.
Jeez, come on, buddy. Right in the heart of where you're getting caught.
Yeah, he wanted to be caught, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to. So there are your felonies. All right.
Oh my God.
We talked yesterday about a Bodyguard remake and people, they were considering doing it.
Yeah.
Well, a huge celebrity.
Oh.
Spoiler, she was in town recently.
I know.
She thinks she should be the star of Bodyguard, and she has picked who the bodyguard should be in her mind.
I was hoping that she was going to be the bodyguard, and we're going to have a role reversal.
Tell you who that is coming up in Dave's Dirt Next.
Got a minute? Because we've got the dirt. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
And I'd like to thank you for hanging out with us this week. I'd like to start off by saying that. No thanks to Jenny, this program has run smoothly the last 2 days with Dave gone.
No thanks to me? Did I hear that correctly?
Look how big her eyes are right now.
That was a way to see.
She looks like she's going to murder
you. She just ran into the room from doing something else. So I was like, it'll take a second and it's going to connect. No, I was just kidding. Thanks, Jenny.
You're right. I'm just here to look pretty.
Shut it.
That's the only reason I'm here.
You know what?
Honestly, you're not doing a great job.
Jeez, Tina, what a hater. I think you look great.
Just kidding, Jenny. I would like to take that back. The opportunity was just too good. I had to take it, but I think you look great today.
Are you ready for your photo holding a sign that says sold?
I am, but the problem is that...
Because she bought a house today, by the way. She closes on her house.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, Andrew, who is also my partner, my lover, my best friend,
and
is also my realtor.
Yeah.
And he has other closings today with other clients.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
So he's like, right afterwards, I'm going to the house immediately, moving stuff in.
Yeah.
He's moving in with me as well. And yesterday, as I'm in... leggings and a crop top, like workout top, and my hair hasn't been washed in days. He goes, you want to take your sold picture now? I was like, what?
Are you nuts?
No.
Yeah, no.
So, like, I'm looking decent today only because I'm going into the office and meeting all of his coworkers.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to go in there looking like a slob. But we're probably not doing the picture today. It's going to be at some point soon, but we're going to be living there in the next 2 days.
Whatever.
So.
I was looking forward to it on Andrew's Instagram because he always posts his clients with a sold sign.
I can't wait to see what he writes in his caption because he spends a lot of time trying to figure out how to make it.
Does he?
Truly.
That's
truly
so nice.
He says that it takes him like an hour to post an Instagram because he wants to make the picture look nice. He wants the caption to be perfect. And I'm like, really? Like, sometimes I question captions and I'll like Google like what's a witty caption about a beach or something because I'm at a beach.
Yeah.
Something like that, but I don't spend that long trying to.
The only time I spend any time on a caption is if it's like a client I am working with and then I put an effort. But like yesterday, I think I had weird spacing and stuff in my caption because I try to recreate the Megan and Harry photo.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was iconic.
Go to Fallon's Instagram if you haven't seen it yet at Fallon KDWB because it is hilarious. I think you guys did it better than Megan and Harry.
Thank you. Yeah. It just happened to work out where the Times cover of Megan and Harry came out. And it looks so weird. He's like standing behind her and he looks like her hairstylist. And it came out the same day I was going to get my hair done. So I was like, Charlie, have you seen? He's like, say no more. Like, I didn't even have to finish the sentence.
Right.
He had it saved on his camera roll. And I was like, let's recreate this picture. So it worked out. But yeah, you can check it out. And Lizzo, she says she should replace Whitney Houston in the new Bodyguard. And guess who do you think she would want as Kevin Costner?
I mean, it has to be
Chris Evans.
Yeah. It's Chris Evans.
Yeah.
She said, or someone tweeted, the seeds have been planted, and now all I want is Lizzo and Chris Evans, that version of the Bodyguard. She will play a haunting flute rendition of I Will Always Love You.
Oh, my God.
He will protect. It will be perfect. She responded, what do y'all think? With, of course, a little, you know, smirk emoji. And I think it'd be amazing.
I would love that.
Have they ever met in person?
I don't think so yet.
All of the interactions. I'm like, I can't wait to see the day that it's videoed when they actually meet in person and what physically happens. Because
I don't think so yet. But I know, like, yesterday, Olivia Wilde, because Lizzo's previous boyfriend before Chris Evans was Harry Styles, obviously, her lover. And so Olivia Wilde is dating him. And she posted Lizzo watching the trailer for the new movie that Harry Styles is in, mm-hmm. that Olivia Wilde directed. Mm-hmm. And it's like him aggressively making out. It's like an 11-second clip. So she redid it. And the very last one is so funny. It's her like watching and then it does like a clip and then she's pregnant looking. Like she got pregnant from watching him.
I love it.
It's very cute. She was always very funny. All right. New music Friday. Let's go into that because that's always the best part of the dirt on Fridays anyway. This is new Sam Smith called You Will Be Found featuring Summer Walker. Tina, you said it's from the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack?
Yes.
Okay.
Even
when the darkness crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, cause you'll reach up and you'll We don't have a clip of it, but everyone's getting on my back, and I got to mention it. Taylor Swift, her song Wildest Dreams is blowing up on TikTok. It's a trend right now, so she's like, I thought I'd release it for you since you guys are making it a trending song. So her Taylor's version of Wildest Dreams is officially out today, even though that's way sooner than I think it was supposed to be, because
1989's not till like next year sometime.
Yeah. But she was like smart and she's like, I'm gonna get on that.
Well, if while it's the trend's trending, happening. Wouldn't you want your correct version trending?
So even on TikTok, she released the little clip that people are using. It said, use this clip now, basically, mm-hmm. for the trend. There's new music from the Jonas Brothers. Who's in your head? I wanna know who's in your head. All right, and then there's new Lil Nas X. We have two songs. One is with Miley, one's with Elton. So first one, it's with Miley, Am I Dreaming? I'm fading, replaying these thoughts I thought was sinking down. Oh, never forget me. And everything I've done. And this is the one with Elton John with Lil Nas X. I like this, I don't like that. Do this here, don't you do that. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. I like this. Okay, and finally.
That clip doesn't have like any Elton of the Elton John part in it.
I know.
So it's like we don't really know what it sounds like with him.
Let's just do like a shortened version of the G-Eazy one because it's so funny because it's Demi Lovato singing and G-Eazy's like, yeah. Ooh, ooh, that's it. It's called Breakdown. All right. Thank you, G-Eazy, for that contribution to your own song. Let's see. What else is there? Anything good? I mean, the new movies this weekend are not really that exciting. I'm going to be honest with you. There's like a new Clint Eastwood. Cool. Did you say The Morning Show came out today?
Yes, last night / this, yeah, today.
So it's the new season on Apple TV.
Season 2, but there's only one episode.
It's the one with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
Loved season 1.
It was so good. If you haven't watched season 1, highly recommend. And yeah, so I don't know if there's anything else new this weekend or not. I don't know. I haven't checked it. I'm kind of slacking. I've been doing the wrap up of 9 Perfect Strangers on Hulu. It comes on Wednesdays.
I have not. I'm like halfway through.
Okay. It's like Nicole Kidman and Melissa McCarthy. I think there might be one episode left or two.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting until it was basically done so I could just binge on through.
And then they just released, if you want to check it out, the full, like, 2.5 minute trailer of the new season of You, Jenny.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Tina and I watched it.
It's very aggressive.
It's on Netflix. It's, like, a long trailer, and it looks like it's going to be the most intense season yet. If you don't know what that is, it's a show on Netflix with Penn Badgley. He was in Gossip Girl, and he basically plays this, like, kind of
stalker,
serial killer kind of guy.
Yeah, essentially.
And it's weird and interesting, and there are two seasons, so the third one's coming soon. And Ed Sheeran did announce he has a new tour coming. It's going to be like a 3-year tour. So he's probably not going to be in the U.S. until like 2023 because the European version or part of it kicks off in 2022.
Nice. What are you doing this weekend, Fallon?
Jake and I are going on a little trip. Our anniversary is next week. And when we got married, we had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So for our first anniversary, we had like a week old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year was COVID. Not that there isn't COVID now, but we were like, we're doing something this year. So we're going on like just like a little vacation. So I'm off next week. What are you guys doing this weekend?
I'm LTD and Hopkins is having another brewery block party. This is their Oktoberfest party.
Cool.
So catch me raging in Hopkins, Sans Fallon. No one knows.
If they have it there, just look at the corn dog booth and that's where she'll be.
I hope my corn dog friend is there again.
Yeah.
He loved me.
You loved him. That's
every time I came up, he's like, another one? And I was like, no, I cannot eat anymore. Those corn dogs were so good.
She loved the corn dogs there.
And
Jenny,
I kept bringing other people to the corn dogs.
You did. I got one. Jenny is closing on her house today.
Yeah,
and then are you spending the whole weekend moving?
I do move, but I have a friend's housewarming party tomorrow that I'm going to attempt to go to. And then we have a family Top Golf outing on Sunday. But really quickly before we head out, I just want to dedicate this to you and Jake and the best wedding I've ever been to.
Ooh, thank you. We were married on the 21st of September. As I close my eyes, I can smell the scent of cheese balls as Jenny was hammered eating a Costco-sized cheese ball container full of cheese balls, which she stole from the wedding. She stole it.
I did.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Jenny. Hope you have an awesome weekend, whatever you're doing. And thank you so much for listening. Dave is back on Monday, and another chance at $500 cash from The Voice will happen at 7. And don't forget to check out this weekend the social medias for like KDWB because we have our iHeart Musical Festival going on, and there will be a lot of cool stuff happening with that all weekend long. Have a great weekend.